Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We're calling you bluff. And when it comes to rap,
I bet you a part that I was there.
that. I'm just keeping it gangster. You need a face sex. Relax. I'm only talking like sex. Got me horny as fuck, like I've been popping that. I can tell by that bulge in your pants and unless if you excited, baby. You can't hide it cause you're invited to come inside it. So just let me ride it all the way from morning to sunset. Wanna bet that I had your ass begging like he sweat. Sweat dripping from your neck, you be drunk like a bounce check. Pay attention, nigga, let me make the sad bounce back. And if you hit it from the back, you gon' try to wife me. Put me in the crib, have some kids, and keep me icy. I kiss it heisty, and it's not likely. You'll find Cali fucker with hoes cause they too shiesty. But I might be sitting pretty up in the club, juice in my cup like DJ, turn it up. I bet you a paw that I would spit it like that. I'm just keeping it gangster. You need a face back. Relax. I'm only talking like sex. Got me horny as fuck like I've been popping that X. I bet you a paw that I would spit it like that. I'm just keeping it gangster. You need a face back. Relax. I'm only talking like sex. Got me horny as fuck like I've been popping that X. Up McDonald's watching my back. You can pull my hair, smack the booty, and I watch your clap. I got a proposition by the sexual position. If you listen, you won't need an intermission. Pay attention. I can lay on my right side, lift up my left thigh, go inside smooth like a hand glide. Yes, I keep the kitty cat real tight. Nigga, I do cables. Why you think I'm able to rip a dick like jaws on a pit? Can't even bust the splits on a tip. Real shit. Is that your cold? Do you wanna see me strip to make it come quick with this description content? See, I'm that teacher, get the boys real nasty. Want a fantasy fulfiller? Dude, just ask me. That Kelly girl is magically delicious. Just food for thought, and I got you licking dishes. I bet you a paw that I would spit it like that. I'm just keeping it gangster. You need a face back. Relax. I'm only talking like sex. Got me horny as fuck, like I've been popping that X. I bet you a paw that I would spit it like that. I'm just keeping it gangster. You need a face back. Relax. I'm only talking like sex. Got me horny as fuck, like I've been popping that X. I bet you a paw that I would spit it like that. I'm just keeping it gangster. You need a face back. Relax. I'm only talking like sex. Got me horny as fuck, like I've been popping that X. I bet you a paw that I would spit it like that. I'm just keeping it gangster. You need a face back. Relax. I'm only talking like sex. Got me horny as fuck, like I've been popping that X.
And I just got off the phone with your bitch, nigga. Yeah, I'm talking about nigga. Steel, pulling up in a Seville, slant back. Niggas don't know how I feel, in love with this woman in grill. Bold stripes, candy get sprayed and spill. I just be keeping it trill. Fucking these hoes, your bitch wanna kick it and chill. I made her keep on her heel. She a big old freak, big old booty. I'm on beat, I'm on hit a couple times. Kick her out, then go sleep. I'm at the money and money only. Ain't got time to be trying to be lover homie with your ass. I'd rather be out of trying to get this cash. That extra shit ain't gon' fit inside this bag for sure. That's why I'm saying oh no. What the fuck I look like walking around broke? Like one of them other lame niggas. I might as well be a stain, nigga. Fly as a stewardess, carry your duffel that's sitting inside of a plane, nigga. Suggest you stay in your lane, nigga. Me and you are not the same, nigga. That right, ho. Lie to these niggas trying to act like low. But they can't match with my satellite, though. Nigga, tend to your business, your stat might blow. Yeah, that right, ho. I ain't never told no fable. Don't watch me watch cable. Bitch, ass nigga be talking that bullshit.
Hey, fuck off my line, nigga. Yeah. Hold up, Milo. Boy crashed that hoe like 5-0, so I guess it's my go. Yes, sir! Don't be, don't be well, I swing and I bang.
Candy on chrome when I swing, dripping and tipping through lane. I draw in the wood and I'm choking the wood, and I just got a splinter from gripping the grain. But you know the name, body back busy, I'm back in my sack shooting tracks like a train. And I'm a Mac in the lack with your main. Last week we had sex on the back of a plane. We fuck in the clouds, or drive and get hair for some miles, or draw stronger than crocodiles. When I knock her down, that pussy be getting so wet after sex, need a mop and a towel. When I'm in your town, bitches be flocking around, and niggas just stopping they frown. Wondering how I pull up to the scene like a king and ain't never seen dropping his crown. Never. I got out the mirror, niggas get stuck, took a couple losses, then I went and got my wins up. That's where the mind, I'm trying to get my M's up. The slab is a Buick, but I'm trying to cop a Benz truck. I throw some 84s on her to vent the door and have a nigga bitch asking how you lift the door to make her take her shoes off before she get inside, cause the interior's so clean you can lick the floor, nigga.
Yeah, that right, ho.
A lot of these niggas wanna act like dope, but they can't match from a set like though. Nigga, 10 of your business, you stand like broke. Yeah, that right, ho. I ain't never told no fake. Don't watch me watch tape.
Bitch, that nigga be talking that bullshit.
So please, get the fuck up my line.
Yeah, that right, ho. A
lot of these niggas wanna act like dope, but they can't match from a set like though. Nigga, 10 of your business, you stand like broke. Yeah, that right, ho. I ain't never told no fake. Don't watch me watch tape.
Bitch, that nigga be talking that bullshit.
That bullshit.
Ripping the wheel, bending the corner in steel, pulling up in the Seville, slant back. Niggas don't know how I feel, in love with this woman in grill. Vogue stripes, candy get sprayed and spilled. I just be keeping it real, keeping it real.
Hold up.
Ripping the wheel, bending the corner in steel, pulling up in the Seville, slant back. Niggas don't know how I feel, in love with this woman in grill. Vogue stripes, candy get sprayed and spilled. I just be keeping it real, fucking these hoes. Your bitch wanna kick it and chill. I made her keep on her heels.
Johnson. What's up, New York? Y'all give it up again for Martin. Oh, man. I just got out here from L.A., man. I met a girl out here that said she was down with OPP. I heard women with weeds are down with OPP because they think it means other people ponytail. Man, I'm down with OPP. We all should be down with OPP, but we ain't because we don't know what it means. I'm down with OPP. When a girl try to give me some pussy and I think something wrong with it, that's when I'll be down with OPP, which means, oh, please, put it away. That's right. Man, I love doing comedy, man. This shit is fun. I wouldn't do nothing if I was something else, I'd be a rapper. Because you don't need that much to be a rapper but a fucking Jerry curl and a coat. But don't get me wrong, I love rappers, man. I love the steps, the beat, the lyrics. What I like most about a rapper, though, is the names they be having. And I looked into this shit, and I found out that a rapper name himself on High Living. Like Ice Cube, he call himself Ice Cube because the boy is cold. Hammer call himself Hammer because he hitting hard. Heavy D because he big. And if I was rapping, I named myself on How I Was Living, my name would be MC Broke as Fuck. I have a DJ named DJ Doing Bad. Two motherfucking dancers, hard timing to the curb. But I couldn't get up here and lie like them other rappers be doing, be talking about shit I ain't got. I gotta rap about shit I know about. I be rapping about shit like free cheese, motherfucking welfare, and my number one song will be The Proper Way to Catch a Bus with or without a transfer. Fellas, I went to jail. Y'all got warrants, y'all better pay them. Because they locking motherfuckers up for tickets, serious. They put me in jail, man, for a ticket. They put me in a cell where brothers had like 50 and 60 years. I was in there for a ticket. That's 3 days time, sir. And it was two big buff brothers in there bothering everybody in the cell, too, except this one dude. They asked me, they said, man, what you in there for? He turned around, looked at him real slow. He said, look, now I done killed one motherfucker. And goddamn it, don't make me kill again, because I don't mind doing it. They left that motherfucker alone. I seen that shit. I said, damn, I got to do something, make my ticket sound like I done something bad. So they asked me, they said, little man, what you in there for? I turned around, looked at him real slow. I said, look, motherfucker. Now I done ran one stoplight. And God damn it, don't make me run again. And fellas, y'all got to get y'all own shit and stop leeching off women. You know, now all women want niggas for is their money. I was talking to this girl at the club. She stopped me right in my tracks. Nigga, stop, hoe free, stop. Do you have money? I was like, what? Do you have bucks? Do you have your business, a bank account, a Benz, a Blazer? Nigga, do you got anything to start with a B? I was like, yeah, bitch, I got a bucket. I got a bunch of bad credit. Got a brand new bus pass. And women, y'all got to stop lying about sex, too. If you're going to do something, do it. Be proud. Don't do it and say you don't. And if you're going to do it, be the best. Be all you can be. See, because women lie about oral sex. I heard this lady, no shit, say she wouldn't suck a man dick for $4 million. Ladies, every lady in here, clap if you'll suck a man dick for $4 million. Now, you know what? All y'all should be clapping because I know some of y'all probably sucking dick for a Happy Meal. Fellas, I don't give a fuck if you with your wife, your girl, your friend. For $4 million, how many of y'all are sucking dick? A regular dick, not an AIDS or a BD dick. Clap if you'll suck a dick for $4 million. If y'all said, yeah, cool. If y'all said no, y'all some lying motherfuckers. Because I'm not no faggot or no shit like that. But for $4 million, man, I'll suck the skin off a dick. A nigga got to give me another $150,000 just to stop. And brothers always tell me, I do it, but what if somebody see me? For all that money, I'll suck a dick on cable TV, butt naked in a bow tie, some pink pumps, an ankle bracelet, wearing a moon ring, holding a pet rock, watering a tear pet, and humming the lyrics of Kumbaya. Hey, yo, New York, my name is not on my head.
Shop.spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly two decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. Shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, when you can bat it up.
Yeah, 2S Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Okay, music production,
mixer and master,
video production,
website,
graphic design,
EPK,
artist development,
DJ,
and much more. Special rates and discounts, studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130, or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
For hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wally.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
Yo, what up, man? True West, Mad Monday. Y'all online, give us a call, 323-642-1597. I just had to give it up for my man AJ, man. Anthony Johnson, man. That was one of my boys, you know what I'm saying? And he checked out yesterday, so I had to, you know, give him his props on here, man. I got some stories about that cat. I'll get him to him later, you know what I'm saying? But in the meantime, we got DJ F. Love.
What's happening, brother?
Up in this motherfucker.
Right on. Sorry to hear about your homeboy, man.
Yeah, man, that's crazy, bro. Seems like all my niggas is falling out.
Hey, they just getting in place so they can be ready for us.
Know what I mean? I always say, I got some more people to go and talk to God and tell them we need help down here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? JoJo Loco. Yo, what the business is?
Cracking with it.
Oh, chilling?
Good. Cool. Sound like a freeze.
I don't like my conversation. I'm up here at the school.
I know that's right.
Well, you know what I'm doing.
Right on. I'm finna join you. If that's all right. If that's
all right. I'm gonna wait till later on in the show, and I'm gonna tell y'all a couple of stories about AJ, man.
Okay, that's what's up.
All right. What's sweeping him over there having a party? Okay.
And we never got invited to the party.
I don't know. Somebody having a party.
Yeah.
It's the family reunion.
Sweet B. Party over.
That's why I asked you, what you teasing me? I was like, what are you teasing me for?
I thought you was having a party over there.
Somebody having a barbecue.
Somebody else love having a party.
Yeah, they're having a jack-off party. Excuse me.
Ah, shit. A party's a party. Nah, shit. Yeah, but that shit fucked me up.
I'm having a party here. Probably in
that shit fucked me up, man. This cat died, man. It's like, damn. They calling that shit the Friday curse. Because, you know, Debo died. Motherfucking now, AJ done died. And John Weatherspoon, he died. Pop. They calling that shit the Friday curse.
That's crazy, nigga.
What'd you say?
No, I said I don't know about all that. People want to give his name and all of that. Like, that ain't happening. You know, people get older. Shit, I feel like those young dudes.
Well, I'm just saying, that's what they call it. I ain't calling it that. That's what they call it. Friday curse.
I know that.
That nigga was like,
saying,
fuck it.
Like they like to group people now and give you names and categories and shit, like, oh, anti-vaxxers. Like, I ain't no goddamn anti-vaxxers. I just took everything else in my whole goddamn life. I just took this because I want to know what it's going to do to me when I'm taking first. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's just what they calling it, you know what I mean? Because it's fucked up because, hell, it's three niggas that I knew. I actually knew all three of them motherfuckers. And, you know, deeper in the show, I'll let you know exactly what happened with me and AJ. I think I told the story a long time ago. I'm gonna tell that story one more time, but it's crazy that, you know, that nigga checked out too. I'm like, wow. Ooh. Boy, God got you on the calendar, so you don't know what day you gonna go.
That's why you gotta go every day.
Yeah, motherfucker gotta go and give it up and... You know, I was just, I walked right there to the stone, the corner, and There's a Mexican cat. He said, hey, how you doing? I said, I'm doing good. He said, praise God. I said, all day. You know, this cat never spoke to me and shit. You know, but I live right around the block. He never spoke to me. He said, God is good. I said, all day. Every day. You know, so those are the things that, you know, and praise God, too, that nigga, my nigga Scotty, he done came up out the COVID. He driving on his way to Cali. He was like, nigga.
See, that's good.
If my COVID was gone, nigga, I'm out.
Can you hear me?
He negative already? Man, that nigga is not going to sit in one place. Yeah, I hear you. What you say?
Okay, I'm just saying what's up to everybody, first of all. That's all, because I'm sorry I'm late, man. I had to talk to the woman of the hour, man. I got her on the phone, but she just quiet, man. But she better, though.
Oh,
I am
good.
That I am. Yeah.
Hello, how go. You doing? And God bless you, and I'm glad that you're doing good.
Thank you. Just one day at a time.
One day at a time.
Sorry,
you know,
it's gonna be better. Keep your head up.
Oh yeah, you know. And how's your son doing?
He's doing better than me.
Oh yeah, well, you know them kids, they can shake some shit off and they'll be out there running around like crazy as hell. You know what I mean? You can't keep a strong kid down. They be sick and they still want to do shit. You be like, hey, bro, go sit your ass down and relax for a minute. Hell no, nigga, I'm about to get up and run. I remember that motherfucker, Cat Williams, he said he put his son on the medication. And then he said...
Oh, yeah, that nigga started running everywhere.
No, he said he was running everywhere. They put him on the medication, and he was just sitting there. He said, son, what you thinking about?
He said he was
about?
Stuck,
he said,
right.
Running.
Then what you feel like doing? Running? Couldn't
and
move a step, but that nigga thought it in his mind. That shit was crazy. It was funny, too.
Yeah, man,
she getting through it. Shit, she wasn't even talking, man. At least she talking. I'm like, yeah, at least she talking, shit. He wasn't even talking.
I was talking to my nigga, and he was, oh, man, my old body ache. So, you know, it's been going on for a little while. That motherfucker went and got a test, and the motherfucker was negative. Nigga was out. He said, I'm on my way to Cali.
That's good, man. I'm glad he's back at it.
Yeah. Well, you know, my nigga, he trying to, you know, as well as myself, trying to get, you know, all of this documentary stuff done. So he going nonstop like a motherfucker. So I can see it's a reason why he might have caught it. You know what I mean? I'm from here to the liquor store. And I'm away from everybody. Let me get my brews and let me get back to the house, get some brews, some blunts, and I'm back home. But,
nigga, I'm on my motherfucking way to the weed spot. I mean, not the weed spot. I'm going to the motherfucking farmer's market of weed.
Ooh, that part.
That nigga say the farmer's market of weed.
Oh, okay, you know what?
That ain't bad,
today,
shit.
I'm going to come and get you scratched and take you to this motherfucker.
Oh, okay. Well, we gon' damn sure go, nigga, motherfuckers go, and nigga just walking through like motherfuckers could buy some plums and some pears type of shit.
Nigga, that's
not
it.
Oh, with me and Crystal out there, you gotta
in,
take the...
Look, when you walk in, it ain't nothing but a table. A gang of vendors in there with weed. And you just figure out who you wanna fuck with or who got the best deals or whatever the case may be.
Wow. I don't know. Well, see, I mean, it's cool, but I don't smoke weed like that. I'll be done bought an ounce of weed, and I'll be smoking on that motherfucker for about damn near 6 months by myself.
Nigga, that shit gonna be ready by the time you get through.
No, that shit gonna be marinated. Shit, that shit gonna be, you know what I'm saying?
You know what, though? The good thing about it is, since he don't smoke like that, he's not opening and closing the container, so that shit gonna, it's gonna preserve, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was gonna say. Only if he keeping it in the nice little container. If you got it in a regular bag like these niggas be doing, that's gonna be ready by the time you get back to that.
Oh no no no
and
no no.
Grade at best. If you ain't
no,
got
no,
it.
No 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 Reggie, no mid grain. I put that motherfucker in a sealed little thing, and you know, and I decide to pull it out. I poop poop poop. Get mine in, and that's it. But see, you know the thing about it could become ready if I roll a blunt and I'm smoking it by myself, because this motherfucker be sitting there for a week.
Mm-hmm. That's gonna be good. By the time you go back to that shit, you put it out and light it back up, it's gonna blow your mind.
Oh yeah, I'm good with that. I remember when I was younger and shit. My mom's, you know, we was about to move out of the house, and we lived in the house for years. And she was going through her old purses and shit, and she found a motherfucking a joint in her motherfucking one of her purses. I'm cool. So she was like, "Here, you want this?" I'm like, "Yeah." Now, you know, back in the way, I mean, that motherfucker had to be, the purse was old as a motherfucker, so. It was so old that the motherfucker white zigzag gun turned yellow. So I'm smelling it, trying to make sure she ain't had no perfume or nothing on there. So me and my brother, she rolled out. Me and my brother went and hit that motherfucker. That motherfucking weed was so potent. She had a little compartment. She had a little compartment where she used to keep her weed or whatever. He pulled that big ass joint out and was like, "Oh, look at what I found." He was like, "I want it, y'all want it?" I said, "Yeah, man, we hit that motherfucker, we was fucked up." And I don't know if it was psychological or not, because it was just the point that it was some old ass weed, you know. But I'm telling you, you'll be surprised.
No, I'm not surprised at that, actually, because it was in her purse, and it was in a nice, dark spot on the tool. I was talking about, like, you know how people be having the weed just sitting off, like, next to the window, and the sun hitting it, and it's baking, and it's in that, sticking through the bag, like, it ain't gonna be no good right there.
Mm-hmm.
And dude, it's in
well,
some cool, you gotta check the way.
You know the vacuum seal bag that you get from the food process vacuum seal bag?
Mm-hmm.
Best bags ever. You can take that shit, suck out the air, throw that shit in your freezer, take it out, and that shit gonna flump right back.
Oh yeah. This motherfucker was in an old purse in the back of the closet. And in the closet, you know, that shit was deep in the closet. It was something, we had been in the back of the closet. I was finding motherfucking jerseys when I used to play soccer and shit when I was like four.
Oh, matter of fact, how about them Cowboys? How about them Cowboys, huh?
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
What about them niggas?
How about them Cowboys?
Well,
I had to say it.
I'm not gonna discuss it twice. I'm gonna wait till all this y'all other motherfucking white Cowboy fans come in, and then I'll discuss that.
So you say so before they get here, I want to make this clear that you really saying that because they accidentally hit a field goal at the end of the game or something. Is that what
it
was?
You know what? I'm gonna tell you what the Chargers did wrong. Them motherfuckers had three timeouts. They had three timeouts. They could have iced that kicker three times. They iced him once. They called a timeout before he was going to kick it. I'd have used my other. What the fuck you going to do with the other two timeouts? I'd have waited. I'd have iced his ass all three timeouts. And then they probably would have got that nigga way off his game by the time the third timeout came. I'm going, what the fuck y'all doing? I was sitting in here with a Cowboys fan, my street twin. That nigga's a Cowboy fan.
Ain't this kicker, wasn't that kicker though? Ain't he a new kicker or something?
Nah, that nigga been around the league for years. I don't know if he's been that kicker.
I'm talking about he knew what that is, though, huh?
that nigga prone to missing. I got three timeouts. I'd have iced his ass three times. Right when he was going to kick it, they called a timeout. And then they let him kick it, and he made it. I'd have called timeout three more times, two more times.
Yeah.
I was so mad, I was about ready to throw my goddamn remote at my TV. I was like, call timeout, you dumbass.
Because you knew you was going to hear, we the boys.
It's okay. It's okay.
We the boys.
Well, I'm going to tell you. Y'all 1-1, we 2-0. Ha ha.
Okay. Y'all ain't gonna win this week.
Let's go change next week anyway with y'all. What you talking about?
Hey, my boy. Send him JoJo. They
next
out of
week
this week.
Is over with.
Y'all
JoJo.
Out of this week.
JoJo.
Y'all playing teams that's not even really in the league.
Who y'all
what
is playing?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Who y'all play this week, Scratch?
Well, we play the first week I get that up because, you know, motherfucking the Lions that we them motherfuckers almost came back and got up.
Yeah,
well, they tied up with Green Bay right now, 14-14.
Oh yeah?
Oh shit, I forgot the game was on. Y'all got me fucked up.
Right. Hold on. Let me find it on. What is it on?
ESPN.
Let's go.
Yeah, but, man, that's the only thing it is. When it comes down to Red by Lee, it's just $20 off his goddamn song. So that means I'm going to charge him like a whole $50 extra.
They real, that's cold, man.
How about that? Hell no. That sound like price gouging.
Hey, nigga, sue me in the morning.
That's cold, man. Really, he just took his eye and
wait, that's what I told my street twin. He was like, well, you're going to have to pay the motherfucker. I said, yep, I'm going to charge him an extra motherfucker $50.
You know what? You just played because he told you if he win to put that on his beast anyway.
Right.
Yep.
He just said that.
Yep. I will put him on his beast. I'm just going to charge him $50 extra.
That's sad.
He's a sore loser.
That ain't no sore loser. I never told him how much I was gonna charge him anyway.
And you compromised the win, ain't this? Oh man.
Nah, I ain't gonna fuck with him like that. I'm
gonna win no matter what. If I lose, I'm still gonna win.
Do him like that just to do the thing.
Oh, I am. I'm gonna get him, Susie. Pop his ass in there, cause he gonna come in there talking shit. Y'all just can't tell that nigga nothing. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can't say nothing. I'll be like, yep. All right, $20 off your beat, but I'm gonna charge you like $50 extra.
So,
I was
so
gonna charge you $120, but you gonna pay me $100.
He goes down.
Y'all, I don't know.
I'm riding with Sweepy and him to the Super Bowl this year. We're going to Super Bowl.
Was this deal that would come with a tax write-off?
I ain't going to the Super Bowl. I ain't going to be around all the people. And the people ain't going to be breathing on me.
You know you got a press box. Quit playing.
Look at the Super Bowl in Cali this year. Next year, I mean.
Yeah.
Boy, it's so far. Yeah.
I'm going to be in the parking lot. I ain't going to be inside, but I'll be in the parking lot.
Okay, Taylor.
I don't know. That might be a good try. I'm trying to go inside.
I want to be inside. Fuck all that.
I want to go outside.
Yeah, I'm
going to be
outside trying to sell some sausage sandwiches.
Yep. Hey, Strike, we're going to make some shirts. And we're going to go down there and sell them on the corner.
Oh, fuck yeah. Whoever's in the Super Bowl, I don't give a fuck who it is. We're going to be out there selling shirts like a motherfucker.
I did mine Saturday. You're not listening.
What'd you say?
I did mine Saturday when I was gone. Yup.
What? You was selling Dallas Cowboys shirt?
Hell no, nigga. I'm a Raider fan for life. Nigga, you got me fucked up.
Oh, Lord. Nigga, that's like that's the number two to lose the team, nigga. Second place ain't nothing but the first loser.
I don't even want to hear it, man. I'm being quiet, bro. I'm rolling. My team doing some things. Might be a Super Bowl bound this year.
Look, let me tell y'all. I mean, the Cowboys ain't no slouches. You know what I mean? I'm always going against them because all y'all, most of these motherfuckers on here is Cowboy. And my father was a Raider fan, rest in peace. That nigga had Raider everything. I didn't even want to get in this van because he had a fucking Raider van. You want to know? Everything was Raider in that motherfucker. Come on, let's go to the store. Mm-mm, let's go in my car. Type of shit. But you know, it's cool because, you know, if you've been a fan for, you know, as many years as I've been a 49er fan, because I couldn't get down with the Raiders. I couldn't get down with the Rams. You know, I remember when I really first started liking football, I liked the Pittsburgh. That's when I liked fucking 5 or 6. And I remember I used to like Dallas because it was something Dallas used to do that used to make me, I like them a little bit because they used to have this thing where everybody would get on the ground and then everybody would jump up and go back down. And I ain't never seen nobody do that. I was like, that shit is tight. That was way back in, Roger Staubach days and Tony Dorsett's and Ed Too Tall Jones and all of that old type of shit.
Somebody gone nighty night already, huh?
Oh, either that, they breathing hard like a motherfucker, like on some Darth Vader shit. You know what I mean?
Whatever it is, it's overweight. Sleep with a chick on the
name. I know I breathe hard and everything, but my phone's on mute. Motherfuckers in there go.
Motherfuckers
on some Darth
Vader shit. Look, nah, that's how you know when you get hot and you gotta get next to the fan and just let it blow on you. Just the poop. Like sometimes you get so hot and you gotta let the wind hit your neck. That's what it sounds like.
Oh yeah, that's that neck fan right there.
Wait, hold on. Oh, they got their phone on the air conditioner on the car while they driving.
Yeah.
Oh,
hey, JoJo, what you doing tomorrow?
Going to take my daughter to school in the morning and asking why what's up.
Oh, shit, I'm shooting another damn video in the morning up here.
What time?
Fuck, I don't know what time they gonna get here. But we gonna do some green screen shit and, I was hoping that Scotty would be out here so we could shoot the part of the video, the part of the movie when that nigga's going by the gun. So I'm trying to catch Scotty while he out here. But my boy Wise going to be Malcolm in the movie. So that would be good when Scotty get here. It'd be like, well, You know what I'm saying? He could actually go and buy the guns for the trailer. It probably won't be in the movie, but I could just get them motherfuckers to buy him to buy the gun for Scotty. Then, you know, since you're gonna be zero, we might as well throw your face in that motherfucker somewhere.
No, I'll be up there, you know what I mean? So I got to come up there to take my daughter to school anyway and pick up my Victor. So I'm
gonna
be up there anyway, and I can just keep switching up that way until I got to pick her up at the school.
Okay, yeah, because we have that shit done. We're going to shoot wide video. Wide video is only going to be a couple of hours. Well, not even a couple of hours. They only got, like, fucking two verses. It's only 2 minutes, so we're going to shoot this video on a green screen, and then I'm going to try to see if there's some kind of way we could, if Scotty get down there, I could get that motherfucker to sell the gun to Malcolm, and then of course, I have you walking around looking like you, Big Cheese, because everybody want to kill you in the damn movie anyway.
I'm going to wear my
somebody ready.
I'm going to wear my cowboy jersey. I got the fool.
You might get killed before the movie then.
Damn, that's fucked up. So you might get killed before the movie, huh? Oh, but
nah, you
know. Next bet, we're gonna make.
You can wear what you want.
Old Town Road. I'm gonna take my horse to Old Town Road next time the Cowboys win. Scratch one at the same time.
Hey, that really just means that
there you go.
Like that.
We got them like Bruce Leroy kissing and Chuck Taylor.
Wait a minute, hold on. Kiss my Chuck. Hey, look.
That's funny.
If this nigga wear a cowboy jersey and we get ready to shoot the movie, it ain't gonna even be a full movie. We just gonna do a half a movie.
Man, I'm gonna tell y'all the truth. As the only person from Houston on this call, I really ain't fucking with some cowboys, but the fact that all of them have harassed and scratched like this is very entertaining. I'm going to be honest about that. It's entertaining.
You know, it to me, you know, with all this, it's just all that fun. I mean, I'm going to tell you for real, I am not by any means a cowboy fan. The only way you're going to catch me in the cowboy jersey is if my nephew go to the NFL when he goes to the Cowboys. And you know what I'm going to do? They're going to be 49 colors, but it's going to have Cowboy stars on it.
Match your bed sheets.
That would not look right at all.
It don't got to look right. Nigga, I ain't going to wear no Cowboy jersey unless I home make that motherfucker. They're going to be like, damn, I ain't never seen a cowboy jersey like that. Yeah, because I ain't going to wear one of those.
I feel you, brother. That's why I keep it simple and plain with that silver and black there. Right.
Well, it's all good. Like firewood, you know what I'm saying? I love it because, you know, this is actually what makes the season good for me, you know, is when the season starts and everybody talking shit and trying to find out where they gonna, you know, where they fit in, where their team is gonna be, and all that stuff. This is what makes the season fun. It ain't just about watching the game. It's about like people like all of us just disagreeing to disagree to agree, because I'm basically on this motherfucker with more Cowboy fans than anything. But check this out, man. Yeah, I know, but, you know. What we're going to do is we're going to jump into a couple of songs. If y'all online, give us a call, 323-642-1597. Mad as Monday.
Mad Monday because
I'm mad because the motherfucking Cowboys won. Now I got to take $20 off this nigga beat. That's fucked up. I want to add $20. You know what I mean? But wait till this nigga get on the show. I hope he ain't listening, because I'm going to be like, look, nigga, I'm charging you my extra $50.
This nigga cold, boy.
I'm just saying, man. True West, man. Bad Monday. Hold on. Let me see something real fast. I forgot. I'm trying to see. This one of them days my goddamn sound effects was working. This is fucked up. They fucking me up. Alright, hold on. Let me see. We catch the claps. Hell nah, we ain't catch this shit. True West Radio, let's go.
Oh, man.
Let's blow up the spot, show them what we got for the 90 flow shot. I'm the brown bomber, dropping verbal shuds. I write rhymes while my mama peel the skin off the sweat. This ain't baseball, nah, the licks won't stop. So make room for the crew of beats that hump. Yo, I'm the baddest man with a hit since Willie Mays. I'm playing for the A's, OG was right, cause rhyme takes. I walked through a rainstorm, I didn't even get wet. I was bailing through hell, I didn't even want to sweat. So you must have a locomotive, I mean a crazy reason to wanna step up and suck a punk season. Bring it on young ones so you can get done. I got more south in the mouth to the sun. 93 million, 5,000 flows. And here's one more for the hoes. The alcoholic got beats that'll make you say. The alcoholic got freaks that'll make you say. The alcoholic got rhymes that'll make you say. Every time I make a jam, make you wanna say. The alcoholic got beats that'll make you say. The alcoholic got freaks that'll make you say. The alcoholic got rhymes that'll make you say. Every time I make a jam, make you wanna say.
I break it up like third base. I'm from the crew that sets it off by spraying beer in your face. So the 9-4 dilemma for my niggas that remember means I'm stepping to the mic with lyrics coded in December. The liquidator with the hardcore demeanors, busting out the perpetrators. I see through them like a zima, so I'm never caught between a hard place and a rock, cause I kill Ron Bennett barehanded like Mr. Spock. I told Chief not to start no beef. He tried to shoot me with his gun. I caught the bullet with my teeth. Cause I'm stronger than the border. Gonna slit smart liquor. Hitting up your cities with the alcoholic sticker. Cause I feel like busting loose. It's the wicked pain inflictor with the Mickey's Deuce Deuce. Dropping rhymes like a bozo on the 21 and older. With your mama with my pistol tattooed on her shoulder. So rap artists, get ready to rumble. Cause I got lyrics up my sleeve that slam harder than my tumble. I heard your demo tape, that shit was faker than a scam. Well, I've been dropping shit that make you say. The alcoholic got the beats that'll make you say. The alcoholic got the freaks that'll make you say. The alcoholic got the flows that'll make you say. The alcoholic got the hoes that'll make you say. The alcoholic got the beats that'll make you say. The alcoholic got the freaks that'll make you say. The alcoholic got the flows that'll make you say. The alcoholic got the hoes that'll make you say. I've been told that my style is so cold and make your nose run it, Jay. I make the ladies say.
Make money, money.
I used to have a truck, but I cut my shit real low. Cause every weekend I had a spin on the pillow. Watch, Willow, Brook, even shook when I took a fresh ass hook out my notebook. I love sports. I even watch soccer and the girls on the tennis court. You try to tackle me, you couldn't make me fall. Cause I've been moving ahead since the day I learned to crawl. Y'all all shit. Let me make a wish. I wish all the bunk MCs turned to fish. So I could just cook them, take them home and cook them. That's how I floss, go past the hot sauce. When I walk down the street, I leave my feet prints in the concrete. Cause I'm fat, meaning I'm so complete. Like a freak on the elevator, I'm a fuck swap. It's the road with the inebriated flow. I hate the most, but I'm the host of most. And I'm ghost, here's a joke to my people from coast to coast. King, you don't stop.
The freestyle flow guilty. Rico's in the house and I'm on the fucking list. Don't perpetrate or you get perpetrated. Rico's in the house, yes, yes.
Lost a lot of good people along the way. Seen a lot of evil things. A lot of good transpired. When you're doing good things, it involves a lot of evil people. I miss my dogs. See the real ones that used to be around by any means necessary. They involved in anything. Anything. They was involved with anything. I mean, you called them, they was always. My birthday and your birthday, 2 days away. Rest in peace to my little homie Day-Day. You grew up like some pups doing kennel stuff. Lifting weights in the alley trying to get buff. You was my dog, my little nigga at that. But whatever I was into, you had my back. I remember going to Whaley when we had to scrap. Enemies on the front line with funny hats. Both our moms didn't like it cause we was banged up. After school in the park with styrofoam cups. In the cut late night with hammers on the hip. Always talk in the dark when niggas try to trip. Bust bitches together and dress the same way. Heavy starch in my pants, nigga, like every day. A real rider from the streets to the hall. I fuck with you every day. Damn, I miss my little dog.
That was my dog, man, a nigga used to fuck with him. That was my dog, man, a nigga used to fuck with him. That was my dog, man, a nigga used to fuck with him. I miss my dog, goddamn, I miss my dog. That was my dog, man, a nigga used to fuck with him. That was my dog, man, a nigga used to fuck with him. That was my dog, man, a nigga used to fuck with him. I miss my dog, goddamn, I miss my dog.
He brought me back in the game when I had hung it up. He told me, nah, homeboy, they ain't done with us. You got too much to give, too much to say. That's why the memory had changed, like he tucked away. We had plans, dreams, aspirations. The perfect team, for real, no exaggerating. He kept me grounded, focused and motivated. Eyes on the prize, like I know we'll make it. Rocking arenas, but we were not the main act. Made sure we were fed and pockets stayed fat. Hustle game on point, I looked up to you. If they was hating, you'd be like, fuck them too. I missed the last we had in all the conversations. Now I'm just stuck, sitting here contemplating whether to just quit or should I keep moving. But rest easy, Jimmy, I'ma still do this.
That was my dog, man, a nigga used to fuck with him. That was my dog, man, a nigga used to fuck with him. That was my dog, man, a nigga used to fuck with him. I miss my dog, goddamn, I miss my dog. That was my dog, man, a nigga used to fuck with him. That was my dog, man, a nigga used to fuck with him. That was my dog, man, a nigga used to fuck with him. I miss my dog, goddamn, I miss my dog.
Back when I was young, we used to always hang out. You would slap me on the neck like when the album coming out. And I would say, I don't know, but hit the studio. Make a brand new song and watch this down, grow the pro. Professional guru, with the flow, with the world. Spreading my name at every single show. You roll the fattest, roll baddest hoes and fly clothes. Cause you lock down the mall everywhere we go. You would invest in your nigga, wear a vest for your nigga. If a nigga did me wrong, they'll look out for your nigga. Damn, why they had to get you, man, I miss my nigga. But when they call slipping, man, the corner's gone. Get them a disc, get a tasket. I'm looking for you bastards. The heater turns on, better turn them all to maggots. Buck them down like a bad habit. When they hit them from the back, better turn them all to faggots.
That was my dog, man, a nigga used to fuck with him. That was my dog, man, a nigga used to fuck with him. That was my dog, man, a nigga used to fuck with him. I miss my dog, goddamn, I miss my dog. That was my dog, man, a nigga used to fuck with him. That was my dog, man, a nigga used to fuck with him. That was my dog, man, a nigga used to fuck with him. I miss my dog, goddamn, I miss my dog.
Pour out a little liquor to the family on my day one. Will OG to the game up, burn one. Had my back and kept a pushing when everything was gone. Spitting game to the tracks, yeah, we kept it raw. Our music all around the world, love to set it off. Now stay moving in the game where love is falling off. I say goodbye, but I can't cause look, you really gone. A bad dream, yeah, I wish I could've sleep at all. And to all the fallen families, easy, yeah, we standing tall. Reminiscing about the past, man, I miss my dog. Rolling with the movement, yeah, we pushing a thing. Man, love from the fam, homie, king of bang. Rest easy, little Drew. Rest easy, little sis. Rest easy, mad dog. OG to the script. Thug fella West up. Thug fella West gang. Like the homie used to say, thug fella click bang.
True, true, true. Where?
Where?
West, West?
District.
District.
District?
Yeah.
When I say true,
true,
you say where?
Where?
Dub on my shirt and a bulletproof vest. Hey, in the middle of the bar, no stress.
If you need that loud,
I'ma sell you the best.
Best.
This is a true West
true,
radio.
True, true, true.
Exclusive.
Where? Where? Where?
Yo, King Crash.
District. District.
Take
district.
That
yeah.
Shit again, nigga.
When I say true,
true.
Up my shirt and a bulletproof vest. Hey, in the middle of the bar, no stress. If you need that loud, I'ma sell you the best. That's how we do over here on my side.
Send a pump for help,
we gon' all come and ride. If you don't believe, you F-I-T-G. Fucked in the game, remember our name. True West, that's what I'm yelling. Don't get hauled up, cause you fucking with a belly. Don't get your belly sliced, because you might need stitches. Balls out to all of y'all bitches. I didn't say snitches, but fuck y'all too. No matter what you rapping, either red or blue. My cup is filled to the rim, so I gotta say shake all of them.
Yeah.
Nigga, West up.
West up.
West up.
West up.
West up,
West up,
West up,
West up.
That's how we do it on the
way.
That's how we do it on the way.
That's how we do it on the way.
West up,
West up,
West up,
West up,
West up.
That's how we do it on the
way.
That's how we do it on the way.
We got the 6-4s bouncing, still smoking ounces, still getting dome on the way to Magic Mountain. I got the heater in the 2-seater, dirty Sprite in the 2-liter. I got a diva that'll move rocks and blow a motherfucker straight out his tube socks. West up, bless up, yeah we next up. You ever been touched in the front of a Tesla? This is my city, shit I'm so gritty. Crack a hoe and grab a home by the titty. What's wrong with me? I'm off my rocket, shit I'm so shifty. And it's true I brought the whole West Coast with me. We crib walk, we on Diddy Bop. And since we on, we gon' make the whole city pop. Remain calm, nigga, I bomb. And I'm down with King, scratch the motherfucking icon.
West up,
West up,
West up,
West up,
West up,
West up.
That's how we do it on the way.
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 West up,
West up,
West up,
West up,
West up.
West up.
That's how we do it on the way.
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 You in the building with the Thunderdome. You niggas sweet like honeycombs after the shell titty. Leave with more hoes in a honeycomb after the bell kitty. 100 racks for a Coleon. And you can let me on, so I don't hell with him. Plus you wear a thong. Who put you on? Run, giddy. Niggas, they fuck with Ron. You Sean Tom, come, giddy. Niggas, they fuck with Ron. So I ain't fuck with Ron. Maybe it's the cause to bear arms. Bear witness to a dawn. Scared nigga, push the alarm. Now everything's on. Never symbolic to the common storm. Never symbolic to that blackmail tone. You coulda hit him in his arm. Now I'm trying to feed him in his charm. It's true West, nigga. Y'all ain't moving like this. Everything moves across the board like this. Everything dips across the shores like this. The problem with you niggas is you move like a bitch. West up,
West up,
West up,
West up,
West up,
West up,
West up.
That's how we do it on the way.
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 West up,
West up,
West up.
That's
how we do it on the way.
That's how we do it on the way.
That's how we do it on the way.
That's how we do it on the way.
West up,
West up,
West up,
West up,
West up,
West up.
That's how we do it on the way.
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 West up,
West up,
West up,
West up,
West up.
West up.
That's how we do it on the way.
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 Better believe it, if I have to repeat it. M16 and 1/5 for that dreamy. Have a nigga blasting, have your bitch creamy. The world is mine and you niggas just leasing. California grown nigga in the city raised. Niggas against the odds with tattoos and French braids. Rolling big whips, getting paid. Chuck T's and purple haze. Houses on the beach, invest in that real estate. Collaborated with a renegade. Didn't anticipate the 16 months behind prison gates. That's just a day in the life of a man made. That's just the price you pay when you a man made. This cut is deep in the knees, more than a band-aid. Maximum pain, turn up the game. 100 range, fire in the flame. This is my thing, it is my move, and that is the game. It's a money grab, it's monetary. It's a money grab, it's monetary. It's a money grab, it's monetary. I'ma carry the llama, the Nina, the 9mm, the Beretta. It's a money grab, it's monetary. It's a money grab, it's monetary. It's a money grab, it's monetary. I'ma carry the llama, the Nina, the 9mm, the Beretta.
Always in heat. Keep her in the passenger seat. Rolling with me every time I hit the street. Niggas run they mouth, but her kids run faster. They do what I want, I don't even have to ask her. Move the crowd, cause she talks too loud. Smoke coming out her lips like a blackened mouth. Niggas bow down when I bring my girl with me. I left her in the bed last time y'all tried to hit me. Where's up now? I got my bitch and she agitated. Could've came right back, but I'm glad that I waited. Everybody scattered when they see me hit the block. You can run and lock your door, but we gon' still come and knock. My partner in crime always got my back. Fuck everybody, no matter where we at. Things get bad, but they could get better. When it's only me and my Beretta, down for whatever.
Yo, this is Ill Gates and you rockin' with King Scratch on Mad Monday. Ugh.
What up everybody? You rockin' live with King Scratch. DJ Hell Love. I'm your boy, Confederate Coach with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click. Represent all the way from the dirty side, baby. We in the building.
Wait a minute, bitch. True West Radio Zone.
True West Radio. King Scratch. DJ Headblood. My girl Sweet Pea.
What's up, baby?
Yeah. My nigga JoJo.
JoJo, what it do, my
nigga? This is True West Radio. It's the hip-hop scene. We don't play none of that.
None of that sauce.
None of that.
None of that Play-Doh.
Play-Doh. Yeah. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them drugs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. It's time for True West Radio. Throw them drugs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. Listening to Have Love, bass bumping, blunt burning. JoJo talking gangsta shit. King Scratch got the tables turning. Sweet P with that sweet voice. Mike Byer, Rolls Royce. Mainstream, yeah, fuck them. True West Radio is my choice. Reality and some real talk. No censors, nigga, call up. You got bars, you unsigned. Need hype, yeah, call us. We keep you straight from 6 to 8. It's all love, no room for hate. Hip-hop singing is our thing. It's real, nigga, no room for fake. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go.
True West Radio, Mad Monday. Hell yeah, I'm mad because that means I got to take $20 off of these niggas' bill. I see that nigga number down there, so I'm going to see how much shit he getting ready to talk. Hold on, let me see. Where my damn music at? Give me my music. Somewhere in that motherfucker. DJ Evlove, Mr. Everywhere. Motherfucking up. Sweet B! My bar rolling on. Mr. BP. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker right here.
How about them boys? How about them boys?
Fuck up. The motherfucking Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV, and then goddamn Rev Ali. You got $3 off your bill.
I was talking and didn't nobody hear me, so I guess I was on mute. Okay, what's up, Scratch? How you doing today, man?
Hey, you know what? You know what
I see the 49ers won.
Hey, yeah, my 49ers won. That means that make us even.
Ain't no even. That wasn't the bet.
Hey, I'm just gonna charge you. I would just charge you $50 extra for your beat.
No. Sweet Pea, tell him what the vote. Tell him what the bet was, Sweet Pea. What are you doing?
I would charge you $50 extra for your beat. So,
is that what it is? Okay, I know you're the OG. I know you know that ain't what it is. But that's all right, though, Spence. You see, I didn't bother you yesterday. I just wanted to wait until today.
I was like, none of these motherfuckers done called me. So I know tomorrow when we get on the show, everybody get ready to go beating down on a nigga.
No, I ain't gonna be down on you. I'm just gonna tell you, my confidence was right.
I did call you. This number is disconnected, no longer in service.
What?
Yeah, you called me on Saturday, Scratch. Yeah, he did me like that too. Yeah, he called me on Scratch. Called me on Saturday. I call him back. He don't pick up, and then he tell me this ain't a bill collector.
This nigga didn't know my number, so I called him from my cell phone, and I called him from my house number, from the studio number, and I texted him and said, "This ain't no bill collector." You know, when
I
you look at a
back.
Phone number that you don't know, you be like, "Who the fuck is this?"
Hey, but when I called Scratch back, he thought I was a bill collector because he didn't even pick up at all. And this was on Saturday, y'all, before the game.
Yeah, I'll see you.
They're falling downstairs like Stu and a rent due.
All y'all need to put down y'all charm, nigga.
The rent is too damn high.
Oh my God. You know what? I'm gonna let you shine in your glory because
I'm done.
They had three timeouts. I'd have iced that kicker all three times.
Hey, I'm done. I ain't got nothing else to say about it. I'm moving on to next week. What's going on, Scratch? How you doing, man?
I ain't fucking with you, Rail.
Play some beats, Scratch. That?
We gonna cut it out right there. I ain't fucking with you. Nah, shit, if you want to run it back for next week, that's fine, too, because... That means the more you win, the less you got to pay for your track.
The higher that one.
Hey,
you
wait
said
a minute. Hold on. Did I see Mr. Edwin say, Cowboys motherfucker, he texted me going, Cowboys motherfucker, you better make Rev Ali a tight beat.
Edwin. Text you? Yeah, I told him you got to have Rev Ali a tight beat for that, man.
I'm just going to keep on making whack beats for
him. Hey, we want a Dak Prescott name
tag.
Nah, nobody wants that whack stuff.
Nah, I'm going to get that nigga some fire, man. I was going to give him fire anyway. I don't give a fuck if he won or lost.
I was going to give you $50 a day. I was prepared. I had it all in my hand. I said, I'm going to put Scratch's name on this envelope.
My address.
I was going to call you for that. I just had Scratch, I had Scratch in, I could put AKA and then your real name.
Better not say my real name on this motherfucker no more. God damn it.
You know, I'm not trying to send you $50 at the state controller's office, you know. Betty Yee. I love y'all, man. I love my people,
see, that,
man.
That,
Mr. Everett, Sweet
Pink,
Keith Patch, Brother Ali, my new rover.
Hey, look, this what, that's what happens when you smoke a gang of weed and you drink your own piss, you get rehired.
Oh, you want to put the piss on it, huh? Okay. All right, let me go give you a cup now.
Hey, Scratch. Hey, Scratch, he be dipping his blunts like he be dipping in his sherm. He just like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Dip a little bit
of that motherfucker, he go dip the goddamn. He rolled the blunt, dipping in his piss, is his smoking.
Hey, but no, check this out, though. Reason why I hung up a minute ago. You know the rapper Swifty Blue?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have him on the show either Wednesday or Friday. And it's homeboy Doughboy that I be fucking with, too. I'm trying to get him on Wednesday.
Oh, it's all good.
I was talking to him.
Yeah, because, where have I? Have you there still? Have love.
He got some bangers right now. I'm telling you, that boy hot right now. It's all good.
I mean, whoever, anybody, any of y'all, we got some people we want to throw on there, we going to throw on there. You know what I mean?
Right on.
Yeah. I'm just going to throw my donation cup out there and be like, we do take
right.
Donations.
We do.
I wish I could just put a cup right up on that motherfucker so when people call in, the motherfucker be like, yeah, you want to donate? It'd be like a cup right there shaking, like every time you call.
Yeah, digital Trumps and coin.
Scratch, you know, winners donate, Scratch. You know, winners donate over here in San Diego. You know, when you win, we donate.
That's just that. You're very appreciative.
Okay, y'all hold up. Fuck you, real. All right, let's go. No, I ain't no sore loser. You know what I mean? I'm in with this.
Man, play the music, Scratch. You know I love you, man. I got your back for life, man. Like Max 10.
This nigga always say something and then laugh like a motherfucker out there. I'm like Richard Pryor. I don't wait till motherfucker laugh at my jokes. I laugh at my own. He like, you not gonna laugh with me, you'll laugh at me, or you gonna laugh around me. But you gonna laugh sometimes. I laugh at people during and after.
Hey, if I lose shit, I don't like to laugh. It ain't no laughing matter.
That's because you know I like you, man. You ain't, you know I'm on that twin. I'll put that on
the
blog.
Man.
Hey,
said,
and look.
Buy you another round of beers, nigga.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you go. Hey, JoJo, you be out here for the video tomorrow. Watch what happens.
Oh, yeah.
He gonna take your part for laughing with Rev Ali.
You better laugh on my side. Don't laugh on that nigga's side, bro. So if I say something, you better laugh on my side. Don't laugh at that nigga's side no more.
Niggas losing jobs and video spots and everything over the Cowboys.
I am not tripping.
Friends, we all
good. If you want to be a sore loser
over a team that don't belong to you. That's all, you know what I mean? Shit. I know my nephew cried when the Cowboys won yesterday. I had to leave him a message. I was like, your feelings, it'll be okay.
The motherfucking Green Bay going crazy.
What's
wow. The Lambo Leak. Oh, I'm watching. Oh, the game is on now. I'm watching that. You know, the thing, I was saying earlier, it's all about, I love the competition. I love to talk shit with people who got other teams. I love people to talk shit about my team. But at the end of the season, when the Cowboys is at home watching from TV,
It don't matter. At the end of the day, I'm not crying. I ain't getting a paycheck, so it don't really matter to me.
Now, right now, the whole thing about...
Yeah, you ain't said nothing, you know what I'm saying, Scratch, when Tampa Bay won by 2 points.
Mm-hmm.
Well...
Yeah, I was on the phone.
Last minute,
minute
ago.
The
49ers
won the Super Bowl. They're just going to be in the stands watching it, though.
Mr. Everywhere went from Mr. Everywhere to Mr. Every Ain't. We just changed your name. We gonna call your ass Mr. Every Ain't.
No, if he a American team, he everywhere. He down with American team, he everywhere.
Nah, he Every Ain't.
Hey,
look, I'm gonna put in, and then, hey, Confetti, if you keep on putting on 2 cents on, I'm gonna make your shit like extra. I'm gonna keep on putting weeks on your shit.
That's goddamn.
That's a cold game.
No, Confetti, everything. Tell your daughter to send that shit, and I can send your cover, and I can send your that 1 minute commercial tomorrow, because you know we still got to do work with the other stuff. So I'm just saying.
Right. No doubt. No doubt.
She never sent it.
You know what? Hey, it don't matter if it takes a couple of weeks that I trash the 49ers. I'm good.
Yeah, but every time you say something bad about the 49ers, your shit gonna be another week. Nigga, I'll finish your shit next year.
49ers, okay?
Hey, y'all gotta watch how y'all talk to me. If I gotta do something for y'all, man, I'll fuck around and
oh, right. Hey, you know, I ain't thinking about it. Me and Rabbi Ali both trying to get work out you.
Yeah,
I got y'all, man. Don't worry about it. But I do need that. Tell your daughter to send that fucking thing so we get that 1 minute out the way.
Commercial.
So you can have that 1 minute commercial, and then you actually have the CD cover. So we have that because we still gonna have to do all the little other stuff that we have to do as far as your interviews and stuff like that. Rev Ali,
yeah,
I'm gonna send you the coldest beat that you ever heard in your life, and you got $20 off.
You know, I feel so bad, Scratch. You know, I hope the Cowboys lose all the rest of their games so I keep my friendship with you, man.
Come on now.
That's disrespectful.
Come on, man.
Gotta get it first time out. Come on now.
Oh my God.
I don't get no type of true love right there. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, the haterism going around here. For the Cowboys.
Don't fire me. Don't fire me, Scratch. Please don't fire me. You know, I don't like Jerry Jones no more. Jerry Jones is not my friend, Scratch. Come on now.
I was trying to see if it was somebody else that chimed in. Buddha Ali somewhere around here.
Message, you know, he's switching up on it. You texting him on the side, and I'm like, nigga, you think I'm playing with you?
Yo, BJ coming now. He like, okay, fuck the Cowboys. Oh, I see how it is.
Hey, what's happening, y'all?
Yo, BJ coming now.
What was the score? What was the score?
What'd you say,
Buddha? TV in the building.
What's happening?
You know something about that Buddha out on the phone and
what's going on, fam?
What are you
saying,
Buddha Ali?
Sweet,
in the freezer.
Oh, God, how you doing?
You been in the freezer?
Hey, just been chilling on it. I've been listening in a couple times on this show. I'm glad you on the line. You and Mr. Everywhere, Heaven Love, Reverend Ali Confetti. Hey, man, the staff and everybody, all the chairs in the field.
Ooh. Amen, brother. Yeah. Amen, brother Ali. We love you, man. You know what I'm saying? I made a vet, you know, with Scratch, you know, in one. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, don't worry about it.
I hear the victory
together anyway.
Well, let me say this. Now, while we got Sweet Pea and Miss Carewell in line, while y'all putting money on the table, what about the $200 that you're going to have to pay here in a minute on the Billboard and the Music Award with us?
That's next year, bro. That's next year.
No, you better this year. You said this year. What's the best this year or next year, y'all?
Them motherfuckers wasn't going to be around next year. You say this year. I said next year.
Hold on.
Them motherfuckers not going to be around next year.
I know you got the control on the ones and twos in the control center, but I'm asking Sweet Pea and Mr. Edward, what date was this bet made for?
Back to you.
Well, Bill Lee and Amigo's already out of there.
Oh, yeah, them motherfuckers out. So that's 100. So you owe me 100 already.
They can't even live with that straight was over with.
Here go, like, what about Megan Thee Stallion?
That's next year. All of the bets was for next year.
Oh,
Megan Thee
Stallion number 2 on the chart.
If they out this year, if they gone this year, that means that okay, that's 100 down. So the Migos gone. Next year for all of them. They're not gonna be nowhere next year. Megan ain't gonna be nowhere next year.
Okay,
she's gonna get pregnant about three times. She's gonna get pregnant about three times. And she getting ready to be out.
I'll be one of her baby daddies.
Yeah, well, it's a good hump.
Well,
it's
good to hear everybody on the line, man. I guess you're right, Scratch. The bet is for next year. I thought it was this year.
No, okay. I said next year. Next year. I said next year they ain't gonna be nowhere to be found. We could go back and listen to the song. We could go back and listen to the thing. I said next year.
So
they not gonna be nothing.
Megan gonna still be good because she gonna be going up. If anything, pregnancy and all that shit make females more popular.
And look, we talk about music. We weren't talking about nothing else. They music ain't gonna be worth shit because that's what happens.
Yeah, but
when you not hungry no more, I'm gonna have to drop that song. When you not hungry no more, that means that you don't have to go out there and make no more hit songs because okay, if you get a clothing line, if you get some lipstick or lip gloss or you might be winning, but your music ain't gonna win no more. I love the fuck out of Snoop Dogg. I love the fuck out of Ice Cube. Them niggas' music don't hit no more. Right or wrong?
I don't know. I'm gonna tell you, they got this thing called Tiny Desk Concert. If y'all watch it on YouTube, type up that Tiny Desk Concert. And everybody going live with live bands behind. Now, Big Daddy Kane, Rakim got on in. Fresh.
Oh, yeah?
Man, what? The Migos, they got on in. Fresh.
And what
live bands behind.
They did all the songs they already did. They didn't do no new shit.
I'm talking about Crushed Live Band. Then you had
they
who else went on
do
the
no
Two Chainz. Yeah, 2 Chainz did something new. 2 Chainz. Well, you know the OGs, they had to do it on they had to finesse the live band sound. You know, Spencer Rakim, Big Daddy Kane, and then Erykah Badu, we know she going to crush. They even had Wu-Tang crushed with a live band. Tiny Desk concert, y'all check that out. But I'm finna say this, Grant, that's what you need to get on that Tiny Desk concert.
Listen what I'm saying, Buddha. You know, it's almost like the verses. Me, the verses is bullshit. Everybody is all on the verses, but my whole thing is, if you gonna do some verses to give somebody, do some new shit that nobody never heard. And let's see who wins.
Well, they did that the other night. It didn't do too hot, but when they did that old shit, that shit was jamming though. They did that time on the verses, all of them.
That was something different, what you talking about.
Yeah, I'm talking about the Tiny Desk concert.
I'm talking about Tiny Desk concert.
I like verses because I like to see them performing. Some of it, I was too young when it came out. I never see them perform anyway. So, I like it.
I would rather see verses, everybody doing new songs, and then determine who the fuck, because there's never a winner. There's never a winner in verses. But my whole thing is like, nigga, this some shit that y'all ain't heard. Do some new shit.
I
wouldn't
pay attention to that, though. That
wouldn't hold me up. That's what they doing on that. You right, but look here. I like the verses too. I'm like Sweet Pea. The verses go hard, and what they doing too is, you cut on the radio, they playing like 4 minutes of everybody performance on the verses, man. You know, they bringing the live sound back to the hip hop. They bringing the live sound back. You know, everything been digital for so long, so it sounds real good, you know, to me.
When a motherfucker say, what I think I watched one. I watched one. Well, with DMX, that was it. You know, the whole thing about it is, I don't want to see a nigga rapping all his old songs over again.
Yeah.
And
you know,
I
want to
see motherfuckers doing new songs.
You know what verses I saw?
That's verses.
You know what verses I saw that was banging, that was really tight, and they was doing new stuff? It was the Cowboys versus the Chargers.
The Cowboys versus my damn high school football team.
Really dope.
Hold that point.
We got Cowboy Lion Tick on here.
And
we're,
I'm not even
we're holding it down. We're
I'm
on Cowboy. We're holding it down. On
the... I don't know.
Cowboys 2 West Radio. Cowboys 2 West Radio.
Sweepy, how the concert go down in Houston, Sweepy?
How what?
How that concert go there down there in Houston with Miss Fine and Wine and K Ring on there?
Oh, that was a good concert. Chris performed that night. I posted a video of him. I don't be recording his whole shows like I used to do, because it's kind of hard when you're trying to create content and stuff. I be running out of space real quick. But that concert was really good.
That's great, man. I think I see a little bit of it, man. That's what I say. Southside Live Click. Shout out to Southside Live Click. You know what I'm saying? South Park Coalition. Dead End. DJ Heavy Love. Bangkok Boss. Madcap Productions.
Gangsta Mayonnaise, Confetti the Riddle of Souls, all that stuff, man. Shout out to King Scratch, man. And the Cowboys at it again. I done told you. Cowboys 3, boy.
Cowboy 2-way radio.
Cowboy 2-way radio.
Y'all talk to me in 16 weeks.
Hey, you know, 2-way radio. Majority rule, Cowboys 2-way radio.
It don't matter. Yeah, that y'all don't rule. Y'all just here.
We like that nigga. I'm telling you, he done fired us, man. Damn.
Yeah, right.
Cowboys
hang out at.
We gonna find out in 16 weeks.
You didn't say that last week, though, Scratch. Now you talk about 16 weeks. The first time I ever heard you say 16 weeks.
We going to see where the Cowboys are in the next 16 weeks.
Oh, I told you they're going to be 11-1.
Well, we might as well see what we're going to do in the Super Bowl then.
So they're going to be 1-11.
You told me they was going to be 1-11, Scratch, but that's not happening right
they
now.
They lost the game. They won the game. They're about to lose the rest of them.
Okay, so
next week. Who they playing next
15.
Week?
Next week, I believe, I think they play the Bengals. I'm not sure.
Oh, well, you know they done won that already.
Lost.
But I'm not sure.
Lost.
They could be playing Indianapolis.
Again,
or one of them other teams.
I'm going to put it to you. By week 4 or 5, Dak is going to be out again.
He going to be out again?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and when he ain't out again and we come back on the radio, what you going to say? You going to be firing us because he ain't out again?
Yeah, he put 20 on that with me already.
He did.
Yeah,
I told Confetti before the end of the season Dak gonna be out. We already got a bet on that one.
Yeah, you bet me 20.
That ain't gonna
wait.
Okay.
What?
Kevin Love, what you
Dak
got to say?
They gonna be like, oh my God, Dak is down.
Cowboys. Kevin Love played for the Dallas Cowboys. Kevin Love played for. He went out there. Did you go out and try out for the Cowboy one time,
Hello? Yeah. Yeah, that's why you ain't playing for him.
He lifted one of them chili skirts and he called him charging.
That was 20 years ago.
I don't give a damn if it was yesterday. Nigga, he ain't even play for the Cowboys. That motherfucker.
Yeah, we play on Monday. We play Monday night, September 27th.
Let me say this here. Yay.
Monday night, September 27th. We play the Eagles, Cowboys and Eagles on Monday night football, man.
That's going to be a game.
We just waxed the Eagles. We waxed the Eagles yesterday, so. That's
not
a
they're
going to
get wiped again. Yeah, it's
that's
a hard
not a
win.
Win. That's an easy win.
They won. They won the week before.
So what? We put them in today.
Who's we?
The 49ers.
Oh, I'm like,
that's you.
No, but see.
We are 2-0. How about that one?
But at the end of the day, the 49ers losing next week. And their quarterback going to get a concussion and a broken leg.
Take him out, John.
I'm glad all of y'all just so happy about that, thinking about that.
Are you mad?
Are you mad or
not? I ain't mad. I'm motivated. I don't know. I don't get mad. I get motivated.
You just told us we were fired for 16 weeks. Until football season over.
Man, if y'all get y'all whack ass out of here with y'all theories and fucked up things.
Hey, they changed. Breaking news. Breaking news. The 49ers changed their name to the 47ers.
47 and a half.
Oh, well, goddamn, just think the Cowboys always been the cowgirls, so what about that?
Hey,
yeah,
what the hell?
Because they got the beautiful cheerleaders. We
no, because they got a gang of pussies on their team.
No, no, no. Okay, well, we can go there. No disrespect for all the gay people, but y'all got a gang of faggots on your team in San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Y'all might as well change y'all colors to rainbows, nigga.
I want to play the 49ers.
Y'all, wow.
I'm so glad y'all happy. I'm so glad that y'all happy that y'all trying to bash my team. And at the end of the day, the Dallas Cowgirls is gonna wind up where they've been for the last decade, the last 10 years, 15 years.
Cowboys
at the bottom of the fucking list.
Well,
so
we are
good. I'm not mad. Y'all can go on there and say, "Oh yeah, we faggots. We whatever y'all want to say. It don't matter." At the end of the season, talk to me in about 16 weeks, and we gonna see
hey.
Got what and who got who's where. If
they
I guarantee you,
football
season,
Cowboys
ain't going
radio.
Nowhere in the next couple of motherfucking weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, Dak is gonna be gone again.
Hey man, you sound like Stephen A. doing Cowboys.
I don't like Stephen A, but he got the right analysis.
Hey, Scratch, I don't want you to be like Freddie Stone, wing wrong number, baby.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't want you to be like that now.
Yeah, you know what? I love y'all, man. But y'all just gotta, you know what I'm saying? After this year,
I love you too, Scratch. Thank you for the bet, man. I can't wait to get the beat, man. Thank you, Scratch.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna give you the most horrible beat you ever had in your life.
I'm gonna bow down, Scratch. When I see you, man, I'm about to I'm gonna get on my knees, man, and pray when I see you, OG. Thank you, Scratch.
Yeah.
That's 16 weeks. 12-time platinum gold producer.
Yeah, that's gonna be a whole album. You're gonna do your whole album 16 weeks.
Hey, Rev Riley, you about to go triple. Rev Riley, you about to go triple platinum.
I'm telling you, man, we're going to buy us our own terrestrial radio station. We're going to be on FM. Mm.
Okay.
Well,
man.
Like I said, I love football season because these are the things that I love about football season. I love talking shit, you know. Fuck, nobody ain't said, the Texas Rangers is about to come up. You know what I mean? We wasn't talking about no motherfucking baseball. You know, of course, you know, every goddamn Texas basketball team is whack, so we ain't got to worry about them.
Man, come on, man.
Really
though.
Hold on, wait a minute.
So the only thing y'all, what is it called? The Dallas Stars and the hockey team.
The Dallas Mavericks is hot. I don't know what you talking about.
Nigga, y'all got, man, if y'all don't get that bullshit out of
too.
Here, man, y'all better,
Hughes?
Man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They been banging the boards.
Oh, no.
That been rolling them joints on them boys.
Oh,
Lord.
When the last time they won a championship? When did Houston? Houston ain't won since Elijah won. Let's see. Let's go back. Dallas Stars, them motherfuckers ain't never won no championship. So with hockey, they ain't never did it.
Hey, man. Hey, this Cowboy 2 is right now. Let's stick with
the only hope y'all
football
got
season.
Is the Cowboys, man.
Hey, but check it out. We in football season. This Cowboy 2 is radio. Got
y'all
more Cowboy fans
nothing,
than 49er
man.
Fans on the radio.
Every
y'all
football
gonna
team, we're going to be like
y'all
this.
Y'all getting ready to get knocked
hey,
out
we going to be like this for the next 20 years, Scratch. How you feel about that? Loyalty, baby.
Lord, let him live, nigga. I'm going to be 85 years old. Ah, Dallas, still ain't one.
I'm going to see it. When you're 85, I'm going to still ask you for some beats. I'm going to say, Scratch, I know you're 89, but make me a beat, nigga.
I'm going to have a beat made already, nigga. So I'm going to be like, here, nigga, take this. Nigga, I'll be out
hey, so you
the only,
it, man.
Hey,
so
look,
now,
listen,
so
listen
now,
what I'm saying. The only hope that y'all got in Texas is the Cowboys.
Hey, but hold
everybody
on, hold on. You
else,
saying,
everybody okay, else is washed.
Hey, but check it out. You just said you're going to have some beats already made for Real Ali. Because you playing on the 49,
well,
on the
89,
47.
Nigga.
Now,
when
you
I'm
say
89,
the
47
is
going to
lose
89.
On the record. You said you're going to have beat already ready because you know you're going to lose every time you bet against Red Bar
Lee. Man, listen.
You just
confetti.
Said that. I'm going to have beat already ready.
Listen, confetti. Your
I'm
going to
have to jump on the plane.
Two more weeks. Now I'm about to just, now I'm just fucking with you. But look. Y'all, I was going to give y'all motherfucking tracks already anyway, so what's the fuck?
I know. I know you, OG. That's why we love you, man. That's why I call this station Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And if you text me any other time, I'll call it in, too.
I'm already getting ready to shoot y'all some shit any motherfucking way. I don't mean nothing.
I think Rev Ali got him on the ropes like Ali. He just wanted to get off the 47.
No, he OG. He OG.
He wanted to get off the 47.
Nah, scratch your OG. I give him a pass, man. Scratch an OG, man. I'm the baby G. I gotta bow down. I love that dude, man. He only messed with me because I had a pass through Scotty D, the other OG, or else he wouldn't be fucking with a light skinned nigga.
Nah, man. It's all of us. You know, I just, you know, on the serious shit, it's just that, you know, it's just too much talent for us just to. We gotta make this shit happen. I don't give a fuck. We can make money together all day, and then we can argue about our football teams forever. You know what I mean? That's all it's about, trying to make some cheese, bro, to where we can all eat. That's what I'm trying to do. But, you know.
Oh, yeah, I'm with that.
As far as y'all got damn football teams, we can argue about that all night. Nigga, I got.
Yeah, but we're gonna be here. I'm just saying we're gonna be holding down for the next 20 years.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah.
Cowboys, two way radio, football team.
As far as our music, yeah, we hold that down for the next 20 years. Dallas Cowboys.
No, I'm saying. Think about all the Cowboys. You know the Cowboys host. You know the co-host. They got more Cowboy fans. On the co-host team, we're going to be up for the next 20 years.
Oh, that's crazy. I love
so
it.
How you feel about Cowboy Chewers Radio doing football
team? You know what it is?
So you got to go sleep and dream about
that,
though.
Make good radio with all y'all Cowboy fans. That make good radio. That make good shit. I'm happy. I'm like, nigga, yeah, y'all keep on debating me because you know
yeah,
what?
Yeah, we're going to keep on debating and we're going to keep on winning, Scratch.
he got to go to sleep and think about that loyalty. He'll go to sleep and think about his nightlife.
Y'all
them
gonna keep
gonna be
on winning
next 20
as far
years.
As all of y'all motherfucker being Cowboy fans, but as far as the Cowboys winning games, nah.
Oh, you know, Scratch. Now you need to cut that out, Scratch. You know you having you Scratch. You know you over there having field goal nightmares.
Oh my god!
You got to go to sleep and think about all these. Like, god,
oh my
he's
god!
Gonna
are you
years.
Fucking serious? Wait a minute. Hold on.
Uh oh.
Wait. You guys are 1-1. Between week 3 and week 4, Dak is about to get put out again.
That's cold, Scratch. Why are you trying to put a black man down, man? You
hey,
worse
than
the family.
How long we been on the radio, though?
I don't
how long
wait,
we been
I don't want nobody to get hurt, but that's what's going to happen.
So how long has been Cowboys 2 and radio?
Listen to me. Listen to me. Go and look up who they playing in week 3 and week 4.
We played the Panthers, the Broncos, the Giants.
Man, the Giants, the Broncos, the Panthers, and the Eagles ain't going to do nothing.
That's right.
Well,
that's right.
Y'all don't know about Dirty Mackers. The Dirty Mackers is out there in the cut waiting. This nigga hell mad at laughing at that one. The Dirty Mackers is out there in the cut waiting.
Yeah,
I put it to you like this. That'd be fucked up. They'd be like I was talking about basketball. If I played for the Lakers, they'd be like, "Yeah, Scratch, get in the game." Oh, this cat, he never been drafted. He in the game. Guess what I'm getting ready to do? I'm about to go and break this nigga leg.
What you said? You got 6 good files.
Oh, I got 6 one, and then they gonna pay for my motherfucking when I get kicked out the game, they gonna pay for hell yeah, nigga, they got that.
Yeah.
They gonna pay my fine and everything, nigga. I'm telling you, you know the thing about, I'm gonna tell you something about football because I played football. If you had an injury, you know what people do? They go after your injury.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Whatever your ailment is.
Whatever your injury is, they going after. And
yes,
that's what
that
they getting ready to do with Dak. They getting ready to go right after his motherfucking leg.
They already went after the legs. They found out they were steel as metal. He's Steve Austin, buried alive. But we can rebuild him. We have the power.
If you don't fucking cut that shit out, this nigga's not... Oh, my God. We can rebuild him. Nah, nigga. Give him a bionic eye, nigga. Hell, nah. Dak and fucking Mahomes, them motherfuckers both about to get cracked.
Man. Didn't you watch the Mahomes.
Mahomes got cracked. What are you talking about?
Mahomes over in Kansas City. Them stay over. They lost to. Stay over there.
I'm just saying. The motherfuckers is getting ready to get, because that's what it is. When you fuck around and you come off an injury, it's motherfuckers trying to crack your ass. And Dak is gonna get cracked again. Anybody wanna
be out
that long?
Let's get cracking.
Hey, look, when you come down here, bring some of that weed that you got.
We changed Dak name to Blue Steel.
Yeah, you know, I'm down here in San Diego, man. You know they got that good weed down here by the border, man.
Hey, Confetti, you ain't got no room to talk. Get up, nigga.
It's me, man.
You can't, nigga. All the time Dallas done lost, nigga, when we was fucking betting and talking shit.
Hey, all I'm saying is, we be Cowboys fans. We've had more Cowboy co-hosts on the radio for the last
five years.
So we gonna be here. We running this.
I love all
football season.
I love all y'all.
You gotta go to sleep.
Dallas,
you gotta go to sleep knowing that we gonna be here for the next.
And the only one that done, ain't going for Dallas be motherfucking Sweetie.
The next 20 years, every football season, you got to go to sleep knowing that we're going to be here.
Okay. This is my whole thing.
This is like a trick question.
Look up how many championships Dallas had in the last decade, the last 10 years. That's the only thing
we ain't had none in the last 10 years.
But y'all keep hope alive. Y'all like on some Jesse.
We got five champions. I think we got how many championships? We got five?
It don't matter. Y'all ain't got more than San Francisco.
Well, I tell you what, San Francisco ain't going to get no more.
Well, y'all ain't getting no more. Y'all ain't had nothing in 10 years. Y'all ain't had nothing in 10 years. Okay, when the last time we won the NFC championship? We run it 3 years in a row. We lost the Super Bowl.
Man, Hold
on. When the last time y'all went to the playoffs?
All I'm saying is I'd rather not get to the Super Bowl and get to the Super Bowl and lose.
Oh, nigga. I'd rather go to the dance and then lose the bitch than not even
You
rather
go to the dance and the girl tell you she don't
want to
dance with you?
Okay, so my whole thing is this. We got a chance to win the Super Bowl. We went to the dance. But y'all didn't even go. Y'all was watching the dance from outside.
That's better than losing.
But yeah, but you giving false hope for y'all last 3 years. Y'all gave false hope.
Look, I'm gonna send all y'all the video of what happened the time we.
I'm tired of crying about the 47.
I'm gonna show you everything that they did wrong in the Super Bowl.
How many times San Francisco went to the Super Bowl and lost?
Y'all niggas couldn't even pull up in the limo.
Listen, well, when the Cowboys made it to the Super Bowl, at least we win. We only lost once.
Was with Emmitt Nim was in that motherfucker. That's what
okay. Well, how many times San Francisco went to the Super Bowl and lost?
Once.
How many
did they win?
Are you sure?
Look it up, nigga. One time, and that was a
How many times the Cowboys went to the Super Bowl
nigga
and lost?
Nigga, the Steelers beat they motherfucking ass like 3 years in a row.
It was one time.
Okay.
It was a full moon tonight.
They won five times.
How many times
the Cowboys went to the Super Bowl?
Y'all, you know what? Y'all go and look up the facts. And we're going to talk about that motherfucker on Wednesday because the fact is we lost one Super Bowl, and that was it. We won more Super Bowls than the Cowboys, nigga.
Okay. Well, you ain't looked at the stats.
How many? Y'all only got like six rings, maybe. Y'all think you got five rings. How many y'all got?
He ain't got that many more than the Cowboys.
I'm about to say you ain't got no damn seven. So only come with that seven shit.
Don't
come with me. Because only one got seven. Everybody, Pittsburgh got six. Holding their five.
Freddie, I can't tell you to look it up, but somebody else look it up.
Ah, you ain't going to slide.
I ain't got
that.
We're
going to be in the next 20 years, though. We're going to be in the next 20 years, though.
Nah, man.
He said, everybody else look it up, not you, Confetti.
How many professional players have we had on this show?
Huh?
How many professional players have we had on this show?
Oh, nigga, my nigga played for the 49ers, your boy. He called in. I remember when I asked him, I said, how was it when you first walked into the stadium? He was like, that shit was beautiful.
We're going to have to get Romo to call in then, goddammit.
You call Romo and get him to call in. We'll talk to him.
San Francisco only won five Super Bowls, period.
Okay. I know. I ain't think it was six, but, you know, good.
And it started at 85, 90, 82, 89 and 95.
Okay.
Yeah.
And?
I'm just saying. You can't.
How you going to talk about us then?
Go and look at when the last time the Cowboys won one.
It was either 94 or 93.
94.
Oh, yeah. Nigga, 90. That's the whole thing, nigga.
Well, hold on. What 95 is? What 95 was? He said the latest one he said y'all won was 95.
Back to back Super Bowl. The Cowboys won 5 times. 1978, 72, 93,
94, 96. Oh, okay. 78, Confetti wasn't even born.
Yeah, he was.
That was, boy. I want to see the phone, boy. You stupid.
That nigga Petty was still in some balls.
Just saying. He was a sacker.
That was a coach.
He was a sacker.
I think Green Bay got like 10, though.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Green Bay, they started all the way from Super Bowl 1.
They got
about
5.
Nigga, that's why they had the Lombardi Trophy, nigga. Nigga, the Steelers probably got more than anybody.
The Steelers? No, they got 6, I think. And I think a Brady.
I think they got 7 or 8. I think the Steelers got like 7 or 8.
They might have 7. They might have 7, but they the only one.
They was beating the shit out the Cowboys.
Oh, look at this dude, man. Oh, man.
Nigga, you was probably in 78. I remember when a nigga named John Stallworth, that motherfucker jumped over this motherfucker because this nigga was a ballet motherfucker. He jumped over a motherfucker and caught a ball. They played for the Steelers against the Cowboys. I remember when motherfucking Terry Bradshaw threw a goddamn pass. He blanked off of one motherfucker. And the nigga
name,
I don't remember nothing about
78. I tell you what, Scratch, I know the Cowboys won the Super Bowl more recently than the 49ers, though. I know that.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Now what?
Hey, you got a lot of time, because we ain't going to die no time soon, so we going to keep on arguing about this shit. And like
y'all
I said,
won, y'all
about 89,
won
I'm
going to
be like this. I'm going to be like 89, I'm going to be like, shut the fuck up, real. Shut the fuck up, motherfucker, Mr. Airworld. Shut the fuck up. Motherfucking JoJo Loco, all y'all cowboy motherfuckers. Old man on the board. That's all I got to say. Oh, shit. My goddamn show is
coming.
Yeah,
my partner
on.
Over there. My partner be having all the cowboy players over there. I'm going to try to see if you get one. I'll leave. Because he be working with all the cowboy players and one. One that all do music. So I'm going to speak one of these times. We get one to call in. Finally said he met Tony Romo over there, so we might get a chance to get one.
Nigga, this is the second week, y'all. So that just think, we got a whole another 15.
That
means
we get a cowboy
week.
Player to call in every week. We be going ham on you.
Right.
Hey, they ham said that. And this is funny because in 1995, when San Francisco won the Super Bowl, they said they won it 49-26 against the Los Angeles Chargers. And you know the Chargers went to Los Angeles in 95. San Diego, but I guess they called them the Los Angeles Chargers now because they've been changed up.
No, they was only here for 1 year, bro. They was here for 1 year, and they was the Los Angeles Chargers, and then they went back the next year. They went right back to motherfucking
San Diego.
Yep. They was Chargers for 1 year.
In L.A.
This is before they L.A. now. They was L.A.
Yeah,
Chargers.
I remember that.
Just 1 year they came to L.A. and they played. and they went back to San Diego. Well, sir, I'm telling you, I know some football. If I don't know shit else, and if I don't know football and music, God damn it. I got super video. My shit look fucked up. I need to... I guess I'm going
to
wait.
Time to spin a couple of songs,
prepared,
right?
Prepared to get high than a motherfucker tomorrow, boy.
Huh?
Be prepared to get high than a motherfucker tomorrow.
Hey, JoJo, check this out, bro. I'm not smoking no more weed with you, bro.
Have that road trip down around LA.
I am not smoking no more weed with you. I smoke. Nigga, fucking around with that nigga. I ain't smoked that much weed in a long time. So we smoke weed all the way down to the spot. Nigga, we in the parking lot smoking weed. Nigga, I'm going to hit your weed one time,
huh?
And then I'm going to hit your weed one time, and I'm done with you.
And
I ain't smoke weed with all these
back,
other motherfuckers. I ain't fucking with you, JoJo. I'm just saying.
Hey, y'all didn't have to pull over and get a nap on the way back, did y'all?
Nigga, I passed the fuck out. I was fucked up all the way there,
that
all the way back.
He was fucked up on the way there, but he was passed out with, you rode back with Scotty B, so he was passed out of Scotty B car. He woke up, he was at home.
Yeah, that nigga was like, scratch, you went home. Nigga, I left my hat, nigga, I left everything, nigga. I just got out the car. That motherfucker, they got a room, then he came back and just dropped all my shit off. Nigga, I was fucked up. Nigga, fucking with JoJo, I was drinking that fucking champagne Kakashi shit. And me and JoJo smoking all the way down there. We kicking in the parking lot, smoke some more shit. Going there.
Hot boxing,
too. Motherfuckers buy me drink. Then the nigga's like, come on, cuz, let's go out there and smoke some more. I went out there like a dumbass and smoked some more shit with the niggas. Nigga, I was so fucked up at the end of the night. Everybody was buying me drinks. They were like, oh, what's up, great nigga? Let me get you a drink. Let me get you a drink. Nigga, I'm walking. I'm trying to ditch potholes in the goddamn parking lot. We smoking. Nigga, I was fucking, man, I ain't fucking with you. If we early in the day, I'll probably fuck around with you for a minute. But
you
nigga,
hit the penis,
don't time? Bring none of that goddamn Gucci up for this motherfucker no more.
I just went got fire too. So you know
nigga,
we gonna be like.
Well, all
ain't that something? Hey, check this out, Scratch. They say the Chargers, the Los Angeles Chargers was established in 1960, right? But then it goes on to say the Chargers' original owners was the owner of the hotel, Baron Hilton, son of Hilton Hotels, founder of Conrad Hilton. Ain't that something?
Yeah, that's motherfucking Paris Hilton, motherfucking grandfather.
Wow.
My great-grandfather, one of them. But the first time the Chargers, they came to L.A., they was only here for 1 year, and it was in the city.
It was established here. 1960, they was established here. They came on with seven other teams in 1959, but they was established right here in Los Angeles. And moved to San Diego in 1961. But they call them Los Angeles now because when they say that the 49ers beat them in 1995, they call them Los Angeles Chargers now because they went back to L.A. That's why they ain't saying San Diego. They was originally L.A.
Yeah, they was L.A. Like I say, back in the 60s, the motherfuckers was L.A., but they was only here for a year.
Yeah,
but
you motherfuckers in San Diego was mad when they left. I said, nigga, what you mad for, nigga? Now I know why they mad. They was L.A. with niggas, but they just went back home.
Yeah, them motherfuckers, shit. Just think about how the fucking, how you think, the open motherfuckers feel right now?
Ice Cube had the nerve to say the Chargers belong in San Diego. I'm like, nigga, you must don't know your history, Ice Cube. They was originally from L.A.
Yep. But you know, that's the thing about it, man. It's just, I don't know. It's crazy. Hell, I don't live in San Francisco, but I've been a Niner fan because my stepfather was a Niner fan. He's still a Niner fan, but I was like, I didn't like the Rams when the Rams was in L.A. I didn't like the Raiders. My father was talking all this fucking bullshit. Nick, I got a if you go on my Instagram or my Facebook, I think I got a picture with a Steelers jersey up. Because when I was younger, I just liked football. And then I played for the motherfucker named the Steelers, so I wore the Steelers jersey, you know what I mean? But I really like the Niners. I like the Niners because my step-pop loved the Niners and shit. I was like, and I started watching them. I was like, all right, they cool. I like the Steelers because the motherfucking Lynn Swann them. Then I kind of like the motherfucking, the Dallas because that shit that they did. Them motherfuckers go look at some old Dallas footage. All them motherfuckers be down on the line, them motherfuckers all jump up and go back down. That shit used to be so tight to me. But I stopped even thinking about liking Dallas because people who used to be everybody else's fans started liking Dallas when they started winning. I'm like, come on, bro. You can't jump on the bandwagon, my nigga. You get what I'm saying? Motherfuckers gonna sit up there and they could be Ram fans, but then 49, Dallas start winning, and everybody start just running to Dallas. I was like, come on, man, y'all can't do that. Of course, if you guys are, if Dallas fans is Dallas fans, they Dallas fans. I ain't got nothing to do with that. But when niggas started jumping ship, that's when I started hating them. Like, nigga, you gonna have a Rams jersey on yesterday.
Okay,
and then what? And now, a year later, you got on a Dallas jersey. That shit didn't sit right. So I don't like Dallas more because the motherfuckers was bandwagon jumping.
Uh-oh.
That's the same way with the Raiders. You know, motherfuckers, right now, it's a whole lot of motherfucking Patriot fans. They jumping on the Bucks bandwagon. Niggas is changing. Fuck all that. Niggas, it ain't about... I didn't like Dallas because the motherfuckers, everybody started jumping on their bandwagon when Eminem and all them motherfuckers was there. Them motherfuckers, yeah, this Dallas, nigga. You wasn't Dallas last week, nigga. Well, ain't got nothing to do with y'all.
Yeah, I came before that. I was back then, back in the days, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Roger Staubach. Ever since I saw that star on that helmet, I was hooked ever since.
I swear I used to like them motherfuckers. I didn't hate them back then, but I used to like them. You remember when they used to get down in that stance and all of them would jump up and go back down?
Yeah, that's the old school cowboy way.
When they had Roger Staubach and them and all them and them,
yeah.
When they got Danny White, and Danny White was the quarterback and the punter.
Yeah, Danny didn't come back. Danny was just sitting on the end till Roger went out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But his old,
that's
they had
when,
Roger Staubach. You could tell they loved Roger because they kept his ass till he was old.
That nigga Roger Staubach was tight, though.
Nigga,
Tony Dorsett, Bush J, Johnson,
yeah.
All them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? That's when I like the Cowboys. But then when it changed to motherfucker Troy Aikman and all them motherfuckers and the goddamn crackhead.
Yeah, I never liked Troy at all because he came from UCLA. I didn't like him. He just didn't look like a winning quarterback to me. And then, you know, when crackhead Michael Irvin came in, the one be leaving crack pipes
yep.
on the passenger seat of his car talking about he forgot it was there.
That's when I started hating the Cowboys right then, bro. That's when I started hating the Cowboys, right there.
How this nigga forget he got a crack pipe on the passenger side?
That nigga hit the shit, was like, oh, shit. And threw that motherfucker in the seat. Oh, that ain't mine.
See, I patted him down because my cousin came over, right? And, you know, we was having a barbecue, and I know me and him used to smoke back in the day. So when he came in, I said, man, I got to pat you down, man. I got to pat you down. And then I found the crack pipe on him, and then I put it in the car, and I completely forgot about it.
Nigga, that, right? Hey, look, check this out. I swear, everything I love, that's when I started hating the Cowboys because – When Troy Aikman, that motherfucker, and Emmitt Smith, and all them motherfuckers, everybody, it seemed like a lot of niggas just converted to Cowboy fans. I'm like, dude, you wasn't a Cowboy fan at first. That's what made me. It's like everybody converted, nigga. I'm like, how you gonna have a Eagles hat on? And when they start winning, now you got a cowboy hat on. That's the only reason why I don't like the Cowboys, because of the conversion. If you a cowboy fan, like my street twin, cowboy fan, we got the same birthday. Nigga, I buy this nigga cowboy shit for his birthday. You know what I'm saying? My nigga Trey, the nigga we did in Los Angeles, he a Cowboy fan. I buy him shit for his birthday, Cowboy shit. But there's a whole lot of niggas out there that's not actually Cowboy fans. They just jumped on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
Then you got people like a Fetty. They always be talking shit. You know, shit, I'm going to talk shit back to y'all. It's nothing. If y'all real Cowboy fans, nigga, we get ready to battle that shit out. But y'all...
Well, you know, that ain't how the rules go. The rules go, you talk shit when your team win, and then
yeah.
whoever you bet it for. But when your team lose, you just kick back and take the ass,
yeah.
the shit talking, you know?
Yeah.
Until next yeah. week.
And I could deal with that. But it's a
no,
lot
you can't.
Of
I'll be seeing that you can't. Are you seeing you can't deal with that?
Shut the fuck up. it's a lot of people that was a Cowboy fan from the beginning. I've been a Niner fan since I've been like 9-10 years old. You know what I'm saying? But in between there, I was trying to find my teams. I played football, and I had to. I was running with a motherfucking a Steeler jersey on.
Man, you talking about 9-10 years old, man. So I love Lynn Swann, Terry Bradshaw, Mean Joe Green.
Yeah.
You know, they was you know, they was the dudes, man.
John Smith, motherfucking Malone. That nigga was he was a running back on that motherfucker. What was the motherfucker name? John Riggins.
Franco Harris.
You know what I'm saying? He the one that caught that ball off the ground, off the deflection, and ran in for the end zone. And I think they was playing against the Cowboys.
That was the Raiders.
Oh, okay. But in any case, In any case, that's when, you know, that's when I was trying to fill out. That was 78, bro. That was 78. That's when my brother was born. I was 10 years old. And I played for the Steelers, you know, on a little league, little team. Nigga, I got, if you look on my motherfucking Facebook, nigga, I got a Franco Harris jersey on, I believe. 32. But when I start feeling the 49ers, nigga, the 49ers wasn't even winning. They wasn't winning. I was a 49er fan before they was winning.
When they had the terrible towels.
Can it clean, Joe?
Go away and take this smelly T-shirt with you.
Nigga, my stepfather was like, cause my brother 10 years younger than me, and that nigga was like, he was little baby and shit. My stepfather was like, then nigga kept watching the 49ers, so I started watching the 49ers with his ass like every week. Oh, like I like these motherfuckers. They wasn't even winning. They was whack as fuck. And then next thing you know, here comes Joe Montana. It start going down. I was like, oh shit, our team is balling. So I was with the 49ers when they was whack. But once again, you got all these motherfuckers when the Cowboys start winning, they just jump online.
Mm-hmm. Ronnie Lott come from the west side of Los Angeles. You know, Baldwin Hills, played Pop Warner, L.A., Ronnie Lott.
Man, and he went to the 49ers.
Hey, y'all remember the North Dallas Forty?
Yep. That movie.
That was based on the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, nigga, they had the motherfucking Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. The motherfucker, everybody loved them motherfuckers. So it was a lot of motherfuckers jumping on the bandwagon. It wasn't about them being fans of the game. They was being fans that are winning. So when motherfuckers start
That's when football didn't take no drug tests, none of the football player be on everything. Out there just trying to kill each other.
You can't do that now. So
they'd be drunk on the field. They'd be out there on Crown Royal and everything out there on the field.
Oh, hell yeah.
Nigga,
Michael Irvin was sniffing cocaine, nigga.
Yeah, that was a good old day.
Shit, that wasn't a good old day, nigga. I would like to see
old like that, I didn't mean it like that, but... I'm telling you, that's when football was deadly. That's when football was real deadly. No rules at all. A blitz was a blitz.
And they will bash your motherfucking ass. But once again, I'm going to say it. I ain't got nothing against the Cowboys, but it's just the fans. It's just like Stephen A. Smith. If y'all watch that shit, he say, I ain't got nothing against the Cowboys. It's the fucking fans. Because a lot of people jumped on the bandwagon when they was winning. They was winning like a motherfucker. Troy Aikman. You know, this ain't going back to Roger Staubach and Danny White, none of them. But in the 80s, when them motherfuckers started winning, it was more and more Cowboy fans. More and more the more they win, it's almost like, nigga, if we playing basketball and y'all on another team and everybody on another team and we start winning like a motherfucker, you be like, shit, I need to go over there and get on scratching them teams. Them motherfuckers over there balling.
What about Johnny Unitas and the Colts? Y'all remember Johnny Unitas?
Johnny Unitas was tight like a motherfucker, but how many Colts fans do you really got? How many Colts fans do you really got?
No, I'm saying that was in that Cowboy era. That was in that Cowboy Green Bay Steeler era.
Oh yeah, Johnny Unitas, the motherfucker when the motherfucker had what's that motherfucker in Green Bay? Johnny Unitas.
The New York Jets, the Jets were all two back then. The Jets and the Golden Age.
Yeah, they were jumping on bandwagons back then. But the whole
Showtime,
nigga, Joe Theismann. Everybody was on Joe Theismann, motherfucking Broadway Joe.
Big John Riggins.
Oh, John Riggins. Yeah, you know what's crazy? I would tell y'all some wild-ass shit. My stepfather's name is John Riggins.
Well, he a champion, you know what I mean? Black or white.
My stepfather's name is John Riggins, so they used to always call the house, and when I answered the phone, they was like, well, can I speak to John Riggins, please? I'm like, he's not here. And the motherfuckers used to actually ask me, like, dude, can I ask you a question? I said, yeah. Is this John Riggins, the football player? I was like, no. That's my stepfather's name. My stepfather's name is John Riggins. And they used to always go out and motherfuckers used to always ask me, hey, is this John Riggins, the football player?
You ain't never said yeah one time just to trick them?
Nope. Nah, I never told. As bad as I wanted to. Be like, well, damn, you going to give us some perks? Be like, nah, he's not here right now. You mind if I ask you, is this John Riggins a football player? I'm like, nah. He worked for the post office. Yeah, but that shit used to be funny as fuck. But that's what it is, man. And, Rev, just tell me what kind of track you want, and you got $20 off of that. Now, see, if Dallas keep on winning, you be getting free tracks like a motherfucker.
No, I don't want no free track. I want you to be paid, Scratch.
All right. What kind of track you want?
You already got. Don't even worry about it. Whatever I want, I'm sure you already made.
No, because I'm going to make that motherfucker.
Well, you can fix it when I find it. You know, I'm going to go through your arsenal. You might got something you made 20 years ago that's banging, and I can turn it into a hit today. So
well,
I want to hear it all, you know, because I know you got stash.
I tell you
like Prince. You like Prince to me.
Yeah, I got like, it's like 8 computers full of shit. So I think the best thing that you need to do is just come up here and I'll play them and you can pick them.
Yeah, then you can fix them after that, you know, because, yeah, you good. But I ain't tripping no scratch. I just love it. I made a bet with King Scratch live on the radio. Do you know, that's history, man. I feel great. I feel like a celebrity star, man.
If you don't cut that shit out. I'm the nigga next door just like everybody else. God damn it, so it don't matter.
You ain't no nigga next door. You be one supposed to think that, nigga. You got talent. Every nigga next door don't have talent.
Well, I mean, you know, and I appreciate you saying that, but you know, it's like my thing is, if I was anything like my counterparts that I know, in which I won't name no names, it might be a little different. You know what I mean? My thing is, we all got something to bring to the table, and we all need to bring it to the table. And then I love fucking with y'all, talking about our goddamn basketball, football teams, all that shit. This is, to me, this is fun. This is what I need. I need this. I need to fuck around and argue with y'all motherfuckers for a few hours. I need to be able to, you know, say, okay, let me hold my end of the bargain and give you something hot. I need this. I ain't getting, nigga, I'm old. I'm getting older and older and older and older.
And wiser and wiser and wiser and wiser. And the best nigga that know how to do a track and go to the studio and mix it. The older, the better, because the younger, the stupider.
See, I got fucking video in the motherfucking morning. I'm so burnt out right now because I told you I shot a video in Vegas a week ago,
yeah.
A couple of weeks. And it's this one part to where the girl is, they texting this girl, and I had to put all these fucking text messages in this. Man, that shit, I never did that before. So I had to figure that shit out. I'm glad I know how to do it now. So,
yeah.
You know, she actually texting my nigga, and my nigga is texting her back. So that shit going boop, 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 boop. So I actually learned something today. Something that I didn't know. Then I got to shoot a video tomorrow. That shit is crazy, like in the morning. I got to do some green screen shit. I got to do a gang shit tomorrow.
That's good, man. That means you're getting older and wiser, and you got things to do to keep you mobilized and keep your bones moving. You're living great, Scratch.
It's called, this is my only job. So if I'm doing a track for you, you pay me for the track. If I do a video for this candidate, pay me for the video, whatever. This is my only job. I don't have no job, bro. I ain't got no kind of income. I just got the LLC. I'm trying to see.
You know what your job is? Your job is, through the Most High God, is just to exist. Because I'm glad you exist, because without you, there's nothing a person can really get done with somebody that's dedicated and that's going to be real and raw like you is, and let them know what it is. See, they go to everybody else, they get the okey-doke and the runaround.
Yeah,
so I love you. I love you for that, Scratch. Come on, man. You got a lot of clowns out there.
I try to keep it fair with everybody, bro. That's the thing about me. I try to keep it fair. I don't try to patch your pockets. You know what I mean? Because I know that my blessings is going to come. You know what I mean? I already know that. That's why I'm still breathing. That's why I'm still kicking. That's why I'm still working. That's why I'm still, you know, trying to get... The only thing that I think that I want real, it's more unity. I just want unity, bro.
Man, listen, the best unity you can get is unity with yourself. Because when you become unity with yourself, and you got that already, folks is going to look at you as a model for them to be a role model for their own self.
Well, that's how I started. Really, we started getting down with Scotty. Because Scotty was like, and then, you know, even when this nigga, my nigga, BP, then they said, yeah, well, you know, me and my nigga Hector went to this nigga named DJ Scratch House. He didn't know it was me. He didn't even know it was me. And he called me by my name, and that nigga Scotty started laughing like a motherfucker. I don't know if you was online when that shit happened. And then I was like, nigga, that's me, nigga. I used to be DJ Scratch. Now I'm king. I'm king because I do more than just DJ now. And that shit fucked Scotty up. Then one of the niggas, one of his homeboys called from prison. He's like, yeah, I'm sitting up here kicking with Scratch. He was like, Scratch from 76th Street? So it's crazy when, if I tell stories and people kind of validate who I am. He's like, oh, that's my nigga. I'm talking to a nigga in prison. They had like 15 years, you know, my one of my niggas, you know what I'm saying? And when motherfuckers start validating who the fuck I really am, I ain't got nothing else to say, because whatever I say I am, this is who I am. I'm not trying to get over on niggas. I'm not trying to be better than niggas. I'm not. The only thing I want to do, nigga, if I got my, if it's a pie, nigga, give me my slices of the pie.
I know, but see, Scratch, see, you got a talent in the flesh, but you also got an embedded, you know, talent in the spirit. And that talent in the spirit, it outweighs the flesh. You was around some folks when you came out and got into it. They was doing their own thing and they had it. They thought they knew the business, whatever happened with the NWA thing, whatever. But you got into the business so that you could see and love and continue to do music through that channel that you came in through. You know what I'm saying? You ain't had no choice. That was destined. You was destined to come through that way. But the way you are today, and some of them niggas is gone. They dead. You know? You still
it's
here,
it's my
Scratch.
Love, bro. It's my love. And my love, and with everybody that's down with me, I want to give them some of my love so we can make something happen for us. You know, if it was just all about me, bro, it could have been all about me a long time ago. It could have been.
Yeah, the Most High. Hey, Moses, and a lot of them folks in the Bible, they didn't get they just do till many years later, man.
Hey, I'm not in a, you know, with what I do right now, bro, I'm content. Bills is paid. I got a roof on my head. I'm eating. Basically my grandkids, because all my kids is grown. You know, I'm not. First of all, I'm not selfish. I'm not selfish
about
what I do.
That's great, man. Because you sound like, man, we love you, man. You sound like everybody on this phone or whoever calling. You sound like you related to those people, man, whether they from Texas, Houston, North Carolina, L.A., San Diego. You sound like somebody's cousin, family member, and you sound older than us. You know how you got the kids? You got, like you said, you 10. I'm 6 years old, but I'm hanging with you at 10. You know, that's how I feel, man.
I'm not selfish, bro. I'm not selfish. And,
you shared
you
your,
know, people
you
like
shared your Twinkies, man. You shared
people
your honey
like,
buns and Twinkies and Funyuns, man.
People like yourself, people, you know, everybody that, man, y'all been, I mean, even when we started, you know, True West Radio, you know what I'm saying, with Hev, Love, everybody, I ain't never looked. Only motherfucker I seen eye to eye was motherfucking Confetti. I ain't never seen none of y'all eye to eye, but y'all always felt like family, and I never tried to sit up there and think that I was better than you or them, because that's not what I'm about. I'm not about, I got platinum fucking albums, or I dealt with all these motherfuckers and all this old shit like that. I never thought that I was better than anybody. I always thought that what I said a couple of days ago. Right now, none of us are platinum. So guess what? We are all in the same fucking boat. Trying to get that boat out there and try to make this money, try to do what we could do to make something happen. I'm in the same boat as everybody else. I don't give a fuck about what I did in the past. You know what I mean? I'm not making no motherfucking money different than anybody else. Okay, you can have a good job. They can have a good job. Anybody can have a good job. Y'all can be making more money than I am. But guess what? If we in this music game, we are right now in the same boat. So the same thing that we have to do, the thing that we have to do is try to make millions off of the same thing that we all trying to do. You get what I'm saying? I'm not sorry.
Amen. Amen. That's what I'm saying. That's the difference between you and them other niggas. You got a big difference, man. A lot of them folks is bitter and angry because they records didn't go the way they were supposed to back then, and they had records and videos and songs on the radio, but it didn't pan out like they wanted. Them niggas is bitter behind that stuff, man. When you see them today, they got attitude. They act like they don't know certain niggas no more. You know, they act all funny. They take pictures. You see a nigga got a smirk on his face like he really didn't want to take the picture. It's like, what's wrong with the niggas is bitter, man.
The thing, this is what it is. Because, you know, it's like a nigga named, the nigga Battle Cat. I call Battle Cat. He answered my call right now. But he fucked with Dr. Dre, and them motherfuckers is trying to get me to send them songs, and then they going to give me probably 15, 20 racks, you know what I'm saying, to, you know, send them some tracks, and then they give me the money, and then I got to shut the fuck up. I didn't do the music, but they fuck around and make all of the money off of it. I can't do that.
And that's cool if they going to come back and give you some more money when they make the millions off of it.
If I made a track and gave that nigga Dre a track right now, they give me the money and I got to shut the fuck up. I got to sign a confidentiality contract.
That's terrible, man. Why that nigga want to show the people that actually made the track? Okay. How come he don't want to blow scratch up?
Okay. Now we get ready. Let me go into this. That means that instead of them motherfuckers, I knew Dre when he was broke. I knew Battle Cat when he was broke. I knew Cube when he was broke. All them motherfuckers. If Easy was alive, I'd be the richest motherfucker in the world. If Tupac was alive, I'd be the richest motherfucker around this bitch. I put that on everything I love, my nigga. I swear.
Here's my thing, though, Scratch. Once a nigga that's been out there for years and all the shit that we done been through with hip-hop, just in L.A. alone, dealing with record companies and each other and videos and different records, all of that, and you make millions, and you got money. Why don't you let somebody else make some money now? How much more money you want?
Well, I'm gonna tell you this, Rev. Let me tell you this. It's God's will. That's why He got us fucking around to where we are really probably getting ready to make more money than all them motherfuckers.
Yeah, but maybe they into some amount of money we don't want. They got to do something to get a certain amount of money and level. They know we ain't going to do it.
they killed my nigga Easy, and they killed my nigga Pop. Mm. If both of them motherfuckers was alive, I guarantee you, I talked to Easy 2 weeks before he died, and the motherfucker said,
Scratzo, you ready to go ruthless? I say, yeah. He said, it's about motherfucking time. And look, I'm going to tell you the super, another twist. The night, when I was out in the middle of motherfucking Hollywood Boulevard. Rest in peace, my nigga AJ Johnson. I was roasting the fuck out of AJ. That's the same night that DOC crushed his vocal cord. And that night, that motherfucker say, "Well, that nigga Easy. That's when Easy was alive. Easy was like, you still gone. You don't want to go ruthless. You still gonna be a busy boy." He used to call us busy boys. And we had just got off a tour. I was on tour with Candyman. We had just came off a tour. We went down to Hollywood Live. And, nigga, all these motherfucking celebs in there, all the motherfucking Q-Tip and all them motherfuckers on there. And the first motherfucker I saw was Easy. He was like, "You still gonna be a busy boy? You ain't going ruthless?" And I'm like, "I'm fucking with Candyman, you know what I mean?" We had the knocking boots and all that shit. Went out in the middle of the goddamn street and just roasted the shit out of AJ. Nigga just died, my nigga rest in peace. Motherfucking DOC crushed his vocal cords that night. Fucking car accident. And that shit made me start thinking like a motherfucker. I'm like, man, fuck Candyman, all this shit. So anyway, I was doing all my little shit, man, but it was just a whole lot of motherfucking shit that was built up. And I remember, Easy, he was coming out of K-Day, the motherfucking, radio station. I just so happened to call him because I heard him on the radio. He said, you ready to go ruthless? He asked me that shit every time he saw me. Every time I talked to him, "You ready to go ruthless?" But I was like, nigga, I was already ruthless. He the one that put, I wouldn't even took the goddamn album cover picture if it wasn't for Easy. That's a whole nother story. So this motherfucker say, I say, "Yeah, I'm ready to go, bro." He say, "It's about motherfucking time." He say, "Let's get this shit cracking." 2 weeks later, he dies. Then I'm up fucking with Tupac, man. Oh, that's some, oh, my God. That's a whole nother story, bro. I had to tell you all this shit, bro.
Because I know all them niggas you talking about, and a lot of them incidents you talking about when the doc crashed his Mercedes that night, coming from the Hollywood Live Club.
Yeah, we were Hollywood Live.
I think that was, wasn't that Donald D's album release on Syndicate?
Nigga, that's Donald D. That was my nigga. That was my nigga.
I know all
Dude,
them
I
niggas.
I was standing in the middle of Hollywood Boulevard roasting the fuck out of Anthony Johnson.
AJ. Yeah, that nigga just did a movie at the house party.
Yeah, I roasted the fuck out that nigga. Because look. Them nigga, Johnny J was out there. Johnny J was like, when I came out the front door, that nigga Johnny was like, come here. He was like, "This nigga scratch and roast the fuck out there, man." Because I used to roast them niggas all day. Nigga, we was with Tony and them. Nigga, Q-Tip, motherfucker Tribe Called Quest, all them niggas. And when I came out there, all them niggas followed me outside, nigga. And I roasted the fuck out this nigga on the middle of that nigga AJ in the middle of Hollywood Boulevard, because Johnny was calling me like, "Oh, you cannot fuck with Scratch. Scratch got jokes." I went out there and I was tearing that nigga ass up. Motherfucker Doc Man was out there. Motherfucker Easy Man. Everybody was out there. Nigga, I was out there.
Wait a minute. Not to cut y'all off. Y'all said AJ Johnson dead?
Yeah.
He died this morning.
Oh, man, what happened?
I don't know. They said something
they
crazy.
They say what happened, but nigga, I was out there roasting the fuck out that nigga. But you know what's crazy?
I
ain't
know that, man.
Because
yeah, he died this morning, man.
A couple of years ago, I talked to the nigga and I was trying to find because him and Scrancho and a couple other niggas, they had a comedy show, and I made a motherfucking whole little intro for them and everything. I was trying to find that shit to put on the show, but at the beginning of the show, I put his Def Comedy Jam, you know, shit on there. You know, at the beginning of the show, y'all wasn't there, but I put the Def Comedy Jam, but I was trying to find this little thing because I did that intro for one of their shows. And I talked to that nigga. I was talking to that nigga all the time. You know what I mean? And then I was talking to that nigga. I was like, you remember I tore your ass up in the middle of Hollywood Boulevard? He was like, yeah, you got me. Well, I ain't got that on tape, but you know what I'm saying? I did a whole intro because they was all doing this. They was all doing this comedy show, nigga. So I got to be in there, and then I announced them motherfuckers. You know how the beginning of the show go? Yeah, I got my nigga AJ. Woo woo woo, baby, nigga. So I had that shit hyped up, and then the motherfucking beat come on and all that shit. I was trying to find that shit because I wanted to put it on the damn show tonight.
Yeah, that right there, when I heard about that this morning, that kind of dropped my heart a little bit. But then, because, you know, I remember when Master P helped AJ back in the days, and Master P helped a couple of comics down here in California. You know, my homeboy Freeze Love, that's another one of my brothers.
Freeze my nigga.
Yeah, man, you know, and man, I just like, hey, Scratch, we got to hurry up and do what we need to do, man, because niggas is dropping out, man. And it ain't just COVID that's killing folks. Man, they just falling out just because, you know what I mean?
Well, you know, I think that faith keeps us cracked. You know what I'm saying? It ain't. Once again, I always tell people, I say, God got a calendar. And if he cross you out that day, that's the day you're going. You know what I mean? So it's not, it's what we can do now. It's who we can put together to make something bigger than what one person can make it happen. I'm not the one person that can make it happen. All of us can make this happen. What can we do together to make something happen? You get what I'm saying? But see, it's too many people. It's too many chiefs and not enough Indians. I'm not trying to be the chief. I know what I could do to make it happen. I want everybody else to be like, okay, I got this. 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 Let's put it together to make something happen to where at least it can happen. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Motherfuckers ain't even trying to get together to make nothing happen because, nigga, I did all this. Oh, yeah. Nigga, I got five platinum albums. Nigga, I ain't got to worry about y'all niggas. Y'all niggas ain't nothing. No.
That's what I was telling you. That's that bitter shit some of these niggas got today.
I don't have that. I don't have an ego that's gotta fly me around this bitch.
Right.
I
know, but see, you ain't even gotta say that, Scratch, because your energy, it tells that, whether we see you or hear you. Your energy says that for you. You ain't gotta never say that, Scratch. The Most High exposed you.
Nigga, I shot my ego a long time ago, bro.
I'm knowing. I can feel it because you look how you do for us. You give us all your time on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Who do that? Go tell me a nigga who do that.
I swear to God, I don't want to do it.
I tell you that.
Yes, you do. You said you love talking
totally
crazy to
different.
Us about football.
I could be doing something totally different. But, you know, my ego is dead, bro. My ego is dead. Motherfucker, it's ego and then it's ego. They both dead. I don't have no ego. Because it's like I was telling my son the other day. My son like, everybody hating on me. I say, well, there's always been a lot of people hating on me. I say, well, look, son, let's do this together. And then we ain't got to worry about no egos. I don't give a fuck. If you fuck around Mr. Everywhere making tracks or Mr. Everywhere doing something bigger than what I'm doing, do you think I care about that? We are all in the same fucking thing to where we all going to try to make money together. So I don't give a fuck if a nigga making beats better than mine. I don't give a fuck if motherfuckers making videos better than mine. I don't give a fuck if anybody doing anything better than me. If we all trying to do it in the same fucking realm, that's what I want to do.
That's what I'm talking about, man. You know, if I rap, Sweet Pea sing, you do the track, you and Mr. Everywhere co-produce on the track, you know, it's like, let's make it.
It means nothing to me. I'm not trying to be, I don't want, like I always say, we got a motherfucking pie. I don't need the whole pie. Just give me my slices. So if I got one slice of the pie and y'all got the rest of it, I got my slice. That's all I need. That's all I need. It's my slice of the pie. Now if I got half of the pie and everybody else gets slices, motherfuckers don't get mad because I got half a pie. If you got half a pie, you got fucking half of the pie, and we all get slices off of the pie, that's fine. You earn your fucking half of the pie. But that ain't what motherfuckers think about, bro. Niggas, like I said last week, motherfuckers be like, oh, yeah, Mexicans, them motherfuckers are 30 deep in the core. Or they 30 deep in the house. But what they do is they earn money together, and then they go and get another house. At the end of the day, everybody got a spot. Everybody trying to get to where they going to go. But black people don't do that. Black people don't stick together like that because everybody want to be a chief. They want to be the big man in the motherfucker. They want to run around. Fuck, I got a whole LLC, and I'm still not trying to be the big man. Nigga, I had a whole crew. Nigga, and I let all my crew. Nigga, if you really want to know the truth, I ain't got no True Westers, really. I let all them niggas go. I gave them motherfuckers an opportunity. When I say we getting ready to do X, Y, Z, we all this together. I'm not the big man, but I will have the last say so. All these motherfuckers, nigga, 20 motherfuckers is gone. 20 motherfuckers is gone. I let all them niggas go. So if you really want to know the truth, niggas, I only got like 4 True Westers, nigga. And that's real spit. I let all them niggas go. Well, get the fuck on. Because I gave everybody an opportunity to be a factor in what we trying to do. So we all got to agree on it in order for us to make a move. Okay. Then it happened, and then niggas start falling up. Niggas thought that they want to be more powerful in our shit. I just let all them niggas go. Fuck it, I don't need y'all. Nigga, I started this shit by myself. I could rap, I could produce, I could
make my own videos. I could do my own websites. I could make my own CD cover. Fuck y'all. There's only four of us left. That's something nobody don't know. There's only four of us left. Oh man, I don't care, man. This is what I do. But this shit is fucked up. That's the way it is. When motherfuckers be thinking that they need to have more power than what you giving them. You know, and motherfuckers feel like, oh, well, damn, I did more songs. I did more raps. I did more this. I did more that. That shit makes nothing. That don't matter to me. I let all them niggas go. But guess what? When you do that, it's a revolving door. All the motherfuckers gonna come back. Do I want them back? Maybe. Maybe. But I'm not relying on nobody else. If we down together and we making some shit crack together, let's make it happen. You get what I'm saying?
All day.
We gonna make it crack. Let's make it crack. Now, if you really don't want to make it crack, or you think that you getting ready to be something bigger than what the fuck we trying to build, build your own shit. Build your own shit. That way you could go on and see how it's gonna go. You can see if you gonna have people that's gonna be dedicated to you and what you doing. Shit, man, I don't care about nobody dedicating themselves to me. I'm only trying to be somebody that we could all do something to make something happen with. It ain't about dedicating to me. It ain't dedicated about the crew. It ain't nothing about dedicating shit. It's just y'all motherfuckers gotta be able to be dedicated to y'allself to make something happen for everybody. If you were trying to do it for yourself, go and make your own shit. So you can run that shit by yourself. Oh, that shit's so irritating, bro. If I get some shit cracking, I'll probably stop smoking cigarettes. I be so irritated, nigga. I be chain smoking, because I'm just like, how come the motherfucker just can't sit up there and look and see exactly how this shit is supposed to roll? I'm not trying to be a man. I don't give a fuck about that. I just want motherfuckers to be able to say, well, we, it's something that we building together. We don't have no goddamn platinum. You got a platinum? I got a platinum? They got a platinum? Ain't nobody got no platinum. So a motherfucker get a platinum.
I got a platinum. I got a platinum Bud Light.
Mm-hmm. You hear what I'm saying? I got so many platinums and golds, nigga. That was yesterday. I'm talking about today.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, me and you trying to do something. 86, we all trying to do something. We need platinum today. We don't need platinum no more. Let's get the platinum today. Platinum more is going to be the big payoff. But I don't give a damn about what I did in the past or how many fucking plaques I got hanging on the wall or whatever. I don't care about that. I care about how many platinums we could put up tomorrow, today. Motherfuckers ain't even trying to hear it, man. I guess I'm just the old man on the porch.
Nah, you ain't. You's the old man on the porch, but you ain't by yourself. You got Ice Cube and Chris Tucker with you.
Yeah. That goes back to saying that All them niggas I know, they came back and said, "What, Scratch, man? Let's see what you got. Let me help you out with something." When I was telling you about all them motherfuckers, nigga, the Dr. Dre, I'm all them niggas. Dr. Dre was broke. Ice Cube was broke. When I was in NWA, all them niggas was broke. The only motherfucker that believed in me was Easy. Then we fast forward time. That nigga Tupac was at my motherfucking front door. I was in my mama's house, and my mama say, she came in the room, and was like, my son, I think he was about 11 or 12, and he was like, "Well, somebody named Tupac at the door for you." And I got up, because I DJed a party. I was fucked up. I was hungover. And I walked to the door, and Tupac was standing on my porch. And he was like, "Nigga, you forgot we supposed to go to the studio?" And I'm going, "Hold the fuck on." Because my mama didn't know who Tupac was. I was like, "Hold on. I got to get dressed again." He said, just grab your clothes. You can go and take a shower with Death Row. I was like, "All right." And I went there and I tried to wake my son up. I was like, "Man, Tupac at the door, come meet him." This nigga wouldn't wake up. I was like, "All right." So I grabbed my clothes and I leave. To this day, my son regrets the fact that he didn't wake up just to meet Tupac. This shit's crazy, bro. I'm telling you. I got so many fucking stories, bro. But did Tupac die? Because, nigga, I remember how it was a song I scratched on. It was a song called "My Little Homies," but them motherfuckers didn't have no goddamn record. And we was at Death Row. And the motherfucker said, that motherfucker Johnny, you know, we had made the track. Me and Johnny made the track. And the motherfucker was like, "Well, damn, we need some scratching on it." And then the nigga Johnny said, "Well, damn, Scratch could do it." He was like, "Oh, get the turntables." So I told Johnny to put on the fastest beat he had in the drum machine, and I said, "Open the door." So it's a whole lot of niggas in Death Row. Nigga, and that nigga put on his fast-ass beat, and I just start scratching real fast. Nigga, everybody was coming out the studio to see what it was, because I told them to open the door and turn the shit up loud. I just went there and started scratching like a motherfucker. And then that nigga Tupac said, "That's my DJ." That's the same thing that Eazy-E said. The first day I met Eazy, I was just sitting in there scratching. And then when I stopped scratching, I was looking at a nigga while I was scratching. And that nigga said, when I stopped the turntable, he said, "That's my DJ."
Mm-hmm.
Both of them said that shit. Like, "That's my DJ right there." Fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
And with Eazy, I was Candyman DJ. But see,
right,
he was dedicated. My nigga Eazy was like, "Dude, that's my DJ." And I'm looking at him like, "Who the fuck are you?" I know all that shit was giving me the crack off, because if it was, I wouldn't have never been Candyman DJ. I'd have left with Eve. And I already whooped up. The day that Eve saw me DJing, Candyman was telling Dr. Dre, he's like, "That nigga Scratch will fuck you up on the turntable." So So me and Dr. Dre was battling, right?
Yeah.
And while we was battling, it was some stairs, nigga Easy walked up the stairs and saw me fucking that shit up. So I was fucking it up, and I was looking at him. I didn't know who he was. I was fucking up the turntable without even looking at him. And when I stopped there, that nigga said, "That's my DJ." And then I was like, "Well, basically, who are you, nigga?" And then Kelly was like, "Ah, nah, nigga, that's my DJ." So that's the day. That's when every time I seen the Easy, I'll say, "You're going to be that nigga DJ. You ain't going to be my shit." Then Yella, he wind up being the DJ. Nigga, I fuck Yella up like, nigga about 10 times. Man, so I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying, I got so many fucking stories to tell, and it's more than that, man. I tell you, I told damn near every DJ except for Joe Cooley in Atlanta. That motherfucker was trying to fuck me up. All the rest of the motherfuckers, I told every DJ up in LA, bro.
Yeah, but that's why you still around. You still need it, man. And we going to get to work. You know, cause this shit right here, boy, man, they I don't know what they going to do with this world. Well, they sure got this world on the twist. So we got to hurry up and get this music done. Because they seem like they finna shut it all down. Babylon didn't fail.
Yeah, really. Well, I know that we got a whole lot of things that we could put together to make something big before everything gets shut down, man. It's just, we just got to put it together and make it happen, man. We got to do this shit, man. It's the only thing I got. You know what I'm saying? This is my world. This is my world, so I gotta make sure that whatever I could do on my end, I can make it happen on everybody else's end. And everybody else gotta go on and try to make it, you know, better on their end. Because whatever we gotta do, I got you. Whatever I gotta do on my end, I got you. I can say that. That's the only thing I got, bro. I don't know if niggas got motherfucking job and they got to wake up and go and, you know, get their paycheck. This is my only paycheck. And if this is our only paycheck, that's all we got to do is try to put it together to make a big paycheck for all of us. I don't want the whole pie. Just give me my slices.
Yeah, that's it, man.
I know I'm going to have to ride off of this joint. I have to fuck around and I got to clean my studio up. I got to shoot a video in the morning